And was there anything of value in the car?
Oh, yeah. Tape deck, some Creedence tapes, and there was a my briefcase.
In the briefcase?
Papers, just papers, you know, my papers, business papers.
And what do you do, sir?
I'm unemployed.
I'm like a dog in heat.
So this is a mortuary, not a rental house.
We're scattering the f***ing ashes. But just because we're bereaved doesn't make us sad.
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Me so horny.
They're against us, guys. Women are against us, I'm telling you. Know when I really found it out? The wedding gifts that you get. Yeah, you're laughing, ladies. You buy them for other women. It's supposed to be for the couple. That's right. I opened up these gifts. I wanted cash back. That's what I wanted. Instead, women buy these little foo-foo gifts. I opened it up in front of people. That was a big mistake. Ooh, a bowl. You can mix stuff in there, can't you? We got 19 bowls for our wedding. Half of them were filled with something women go nuts for. Potpourri. What the hell is this potpourri? It's dead leaves in a bowl. If that excites you, I'll rake the lawn. Oh, she sniffs each one. Ooh, I love potpourri. You'll put it into the bathroom. It'll smell so nice.
I said, honey, I got news for you.
Where are the ladies at? There's a couple of... There's a chick there. I used to have one of you. I did. She used to say we were best friends all the time, too, man. You're not just my boyfriend, you're also my best friend, okay? We're best friends. Share. I don't know, man. I think every guy needs a guy best friend. You know what I'm saying, man? Like, after sex, I can't roll over and look at my girlfriend in the eyes and be like, dude, I totally just banged you. Awesome. Where are you going, baby? I thought we were best friends. I don't get it. Oh, girls. Chicks. Used to fight all the time. I hated that. Yeah, fights. She used to punch. I didn't mind it. But one time we went to a bar, man, and she picked a fight with a guy. Like, are you crazy? I don't want to be that, like, boyfriend who's got to, like, you know, get beat up for his girlfriend, you know? I don't want to be... And I especially don't want to be that boyfriend who lets his girlfriend get beat up, you know? How lame would that be, right, man? So I dumped her. What? Yeah, she wasn't my type. I'm into chicks with teeth, you know what I'm saying? I like a girl who can duck. Awesome.
Well, they're white people from Minnesota, so hockey, fishing, skiing, sailing, and after a few drinks, put on a Prince album.
You guys are doing good!
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's 5:38 on a Wednesday, November 7th, 2018. I'm Corey Cove. There's Chris Hockey. There's Paul meets Sauce Lambert. Hi, guys.
Hey, babes.
Hi, babe.
Sauce, did you vote?
Yeah. I went and voted at the Whitney...
Houston?
Center? Oh, this Michael Jackson? yeah, I voted,
son
of course.
Of a bitch!
What do you mean, of course? Yesterday you weren't sure.
No, but then I got bullied. And was ridiculed for 3.5 hours, so I went and voted.
Right.
Who ridiculed you?
Both of you.
Yeah, oh, right. I didn't.
I got to admit, I did about the voting thing.
I voted, though. Then I went and spent cheese on stuff I didn't need, but Hockey okayed it.
Yeah, I don't
care. Just like today, I'm going to get the new iPad.
Well,
good idea, Hawk?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And like I told him, if you can find a place that takes cheese for currency, then go.
Yeah. And let you know about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let me know about it, because I got all kinds of cheese in the house.
Yeah.
Parmesan, macaroon cheese.
Macaroon?
Yeah, man, macaroni cheese.
Those are nuts.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he's kind of doing a combination of Harlan Pepper from Best in Show and the gal from Wisconsin that named 27 cheeses in 30 seconds. A little combination of both.
Was it 27 or 28? Did you see that?
I can't remember the exact number.
It's kind of insane.
I stayed up
way too late watching that election stuff.
Yeah.
And Colbert was live last night. Seth Meyers was live last night.
Huh.
Couldn't fall asleep. Just kept watching it.
Where's my audio? Did I load it in under the wrong date?
I don't know. I couldn't find it.
How weird. I put a bunch of stuff in.
Well, it's gone now.
Poo-poo.
That was freaking crazy. It's all right. We'll figure it out.
I'm
going to disagree. I don't think it's great. I don't think it's good. You know what I'll do? I'll look it up because I know what I did. I bet I didn't put the date in. Damn it, straight to hell.
Yeah, you need the date.
Got to have the date.
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday, which means we expect Mark Parrish to be here if he doesn't crash. Because, man, the roads are slick. Snow last night.
Yeah, some of them are slick.
And some of them are slick. So be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first snowfall of the year, always interesting because Minnesotans, even if you've lived here your entire life, forget how to drive.
Yeah, what do you call those things? The over ramps, the off ramps?
The off ramps, yeah. They're
pretty bad.
They're greasy.
They're pretty bad. They're greasy. Yeah.
I had no idea. I was coming down 394 and got off on the one to get here.
Oh, lucky.
And I, yeah, it would have been great. And I slid pretty bad.
Mm.
Great story.
Yeah. Man, I'm just safe out there.
I had a great button for that, and I can't find it.
Parrish should be here at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Then Mark Rosen at 8.
Yeah.
And then we'll leave. And hopefully not crash.
We'll do the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to do that today.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. In case you're wondering what happened in the election, well, you're tuned into the wrong show.
I didn't pay any attention to it. I went and saw Book of Mormon.
I watched the whole thing. Oh, yeah. I watched the whole thing. I watched a lot of it. I went to bed way too late.
Yeah, me too.
That's just how it goes, though. You know? Some people won, some people lost.
Yeah, some good news, some bad news, depending on what party you're in.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Hey, we won! Whoops, we lost.
Yeah.
A lot of that last night that's for exactly both right. parties.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Corey. But you know what? Everybody's vote.
Ooh, that's a big steal right there. We got one. Whoops, that didn't go the way we wanted.
Yep, everybody's
a lot
vote
of that
counts the same.
Unfortunately.
For some reason.
The system's broken. It's all right. Voting is fun.
It can be. I enjoyed it.
Unbelievably easy process here in Minnesota.
Literally no line at all for me yesterday.
No line.
Yeah.
Super easy.
I went at like 10, walked right in, registered, voted. Wow.
Wait, registered as well?
Yeah.
It's weird. My wife had to register as well.
Yeah. Not every state lets you register day of, though.
That is correct.
Luckily, this one did.
Yeah, I don't know. Can I ask you a question?
Me, yeah.
Did you know that you were not registered until you walked up there?
Yeah.
Oh, you did know?
Yeah, because I'd moved.
You moved?
Moved.
Got it.
I think same voting places where I used to live.
Hmm.
But yeah,
I've lived in the same house for 20 odd years, and for some reason my wife had to register again yesterday. I'm sure there's a reason. I don't know. I probably should know it. I don't know what it is.
There are people saying that they can't hear you on the network.
Weird. For some reason, my aux was out.
Strange.
Yeah, I don't know why people do stuff on the board.
Yeah, why do people hit?
Yeah, why touch?
You know,
things?
Luckily for the people listening who couldn't hear me, I haven't said S.
Yeah,
that matters yet. I mean,
nothing
that matters.
You did give away your social security number.
I did do that. Yeah. Yeah. I'll do it again later in the 8 o'clock
Strange.
Hour, maybe. Ah, oh, man, I had a great drop from Always Sunny in Philadelphia that I wanted to play for you guys.
Yeah, I couldn't find any of the audio. I even put in the, like, 1111 slash.
1111.
Great point.
Dinosaur Pilot. Great song.
Yeah, I forgot about that song.
Yeah, that song bangs.
It does bang. Great name for a band, too.
I went to the dentist yesterday.
Is it still alive?
Yeah.
It was my dentist, so I hope that you didn't, like, make them quit.
No, but I hit on everybody in sight.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you?
Right, and,
Whoa, hang on. Are you a free agent?
No, but yeah,
because yesterday was voting day.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yesterday was election day.
Hey, voting day's over. Leave me alone.
No, I'm just saying you were a political free agent.
I voted for most people in the party you two voted for, by the way.
Bono cannot vote here. Yeah. I don't know how many times I've told you that. He's not from here. All right? Yesterday was election day. Today is erection day.
Yeah. Yesterday was also like National Nacho Day.
Yeah.
We didn't have any.
Yeah. And so you went to my dentist, which might as well be known as Boner Dental.
Yeah.
Speaking of nacho,
I got to go look and see where my ID is. Hold on.
Yeah, where'd it go?
Man, that's really bugging him.
Yeah, I normally put, you know, the comedians in and all that stuff, and I couldn't find it. Maybe he didn't hit enter.
Yeah, but didn't hit enter 15 times?
Maybe.
That doesn't maybe make
put
sense.
In, maybe he put in 11-8. Maybe he thought today was the 8. I used to do that.
So you guys know how Dan Barrero doesn't like the I voted stickers?
Yeah, he gets weird about he gets mad about weird things.
He doesn't like a lot. He hates us.
Well, who cares?
He gets mad about things.
I see him twice a year.
I see him all the time.
When do you see him?
Who, me or him?
Corey.
I see him about twice a year.
You just see him on Sundays, Hogs.
Right.
Do you guys have computers nearby?
Yeah.
I'm literally using one right now.
Actually, or how about just your cell phones, even easier? Can you go to Twitter quickly? Yeah. Both of you?
Yeah.
Sure, man.
Go to Twitter.
I have to close.
I'm heading that way right now.
Videos. Okay. Yeah.
One of our listeners yesterday, one of our diehard listeners on Twitter, basically gave all of us a heads up on why the I voted stickers kick ass.
Okay.
At Nacho Sarah.
Okay. At Nacho Sarah? Like S-A...
I said Bacho.
That's not the right person.
Yeah. Okay, I see her. She's an attractive young lady. And she listened to us. She's from Hawaii.
Oh!
I voted.
Oh!
Well, she voted twice.
She did vote twice.
Whoa! We know this person?
I don't think so.
She fought. Oh, shocking! Who follows her?
Rosie.
Does he really?
Yeah. Woo. See who else follows her.
Well, as of right now,
Chris is going to follow her as well.
A young man by the name of Chris Horny Hockey.
Smitty Oom?
No. Mr. Fun follows her.
I love Mr. Fun.
Who in the so hell is
where
this?
Is Joe?
Yeah, who is this? I'm following this person.
Now, just from what you're seeing there, would you say those young meets us, Paul Lambert?
Yeah.
Are from the hand of the Lord or
they're
from
real.
The hand of a doctor?
Those are real.
Are they?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I'm a gambling man. I would bet.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they're real.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep! And Barrero doesn't like the I voted stickers.
Yeah, what is he thinking? I bet if we show him that. You know what? I'm going to print this out and leave it on his cubicle.
Well, how long until that's the background of the computer in there?
Probably pretty quickly. That's the other thing we should do now moving forward. Every 2 years, we should get the entire office to hold on to their I voted stickers and then just bombard his desk with I voted stickers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then we'll get yelled at, though.
By who?
Abbott.
Who cares?
Because, like, if they did that to us, they'd be like, okay, you know, what are you going to do about it? But if we did that...
Trick question. We are never at our desks.
Or the office we got.
I have a desk.
Yeah. You technically have a desk. Even though when we asked for that office, we... said, hey, if anybody wants these desks, go for it.
Yeah.
We'd rather have an office.
Isn't it amazing how, like, literally, I could just sit here and stare at these for the next hour?
Yeah. Yep!
I really could.
Is anyone shocked that Rosen follows this person?
Not even a little.
No.
No. I hadn't noticed that. That's funny.
I like her. Yeah, boobs are great. But I like what she wrote. Writer, comedy, I hate your ex-boyfriend. Sorry I meant mine. I have big blanks.
She does. There they are. Oh, she's on
Ooh, Instagram.
Instagram. Headed there now.
Yep.
Thank you.
We should just be doing this together, huh?
We are doing it together, technically. Us and every male listener in the audience.
She's like synchronized spanking.
Yeah. Oh, now that is an Olympic sport I can get behind.
Hold on, Hawk.
Well, hello there. Oh, she forgot to put clothes on before she took that picture.
She voted.
She did.
Twice. How did she get that second sticker?
I don't know.
I would have given her multiple stickers if she wanted them.
I'm going to investigate this. How in the hell did you get that second sticker? Whoa, what's going on with that porta potty?
Whoa, butt cheeks.
Yep, those are butt cheeks. Oh, looky here. Oh. Well, hello there.
Haven't you ever heard of the women's movement?
Well, sure. Put on something cute and move it into the kitchen.
I'm a huge fan of women, and I'm super glad that they dominated last night's election.
They really did.
I know. Here. I'm super glad.
Females really on both sides of the aisle, too. There were some Republican gals that did well as well. But big-time female factor last night across the country. I'm in favor of that, despite what Mark Rosen wants.
You macho pig.
Oink, oink, baby.
He'll be in a bad mood when he gets here.
He's super pissed.
Oink, yeah. Oink,
baby.
Right.
He hates women.
I've decided.
No, he loves women. He just doesn't love their opinions or their right to vote.
Dear God.
He doesn't know they vote. Can vote. Yeah. Are you still on Instagram?
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Look at that one. Look over here. Look at here. Look at here.
Whoa.
Yeah. Look at here.
Corey, you derailed us.
Yeah. Good luck doing the show by yourself.
Barrero did.
Wait, Barrero voted for her?
How am I supposed to know? He didn't post the sticker. I doubt he did. Maybe that's why he hates the I voted sticker so much.
Hogs.
Yeah. What do we got? Oh, hi. Corsets are uncomfortable.
I need a woman.
Yeah.
Because I deserve it.
You do deserve it.
Yeah, you do, Mel.
I don't think Mel does.
No, Mel sucks.
What?
He's right, Mel. Oh, she's wearing Christmas outfit here. Yeah. Oh.
How do we get this lady on the show?
Huh?
Who cares?
Oh, underboob.
What?
Uh-huh.
Mel, just listen.
I wonder if it's good radio. Listening to the two guys. Look at,
I doubt it.
Look at rocks.
Whoa.
Hey-o. Ooh, I like that. Hey-o. Hey-o. Ooh, hey, look at, did you see this one?
The one in the... No.
Yeah.
Did you see this one?
Is Rosie on Instagram?
No, he is now.
Like I said, it's erection day. Yeah, that one's the one I was showing you. That's the video I was showing you.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah. Happy Erection Day, everybody.
Yeah, happy Erection Day, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, see?
2 cents.
See? That's what makes America great.
How was Book of Mormon?
Oh, yeah. Like, you're going to be able to reel him in now.
Let's
yeah.
see if it works. Focus.
It was okay. I saw it with somebody who's seen it 3 times, and they said it wasn't the best cast. I think that I thought at first because my hearing's so bad that I just couldn't hear.
Huh?
And then the person I was with was like, Donaldson was like,
I was going to say, why are you keeping it a secret that it was Ryan Donaldson?
Donaldson.
Donaldson was like, yeah, I couldn't really hear it either.
I like that you say it like Mr. Miyagi.
Donaldson?
Donaldson.
And,
focus.
Some brilliant, Donaldson. Brilliant, brilliant parts.
Ooh.
A lot of lulls.
There's some brilliant parts right there.
Yeah. But yeah, I liked it, didn't love it.
Hmm.
How long is the show?
It started at 7:30. There was an intermission at 8:45. I don't know. It ended about 10.
Hmm. How long did it take you to get out of the parking ramp?
Not long.
Oh, good.
I liked it, didn't love it. Great wasn't story. The best play. The best play I've seen is Aladdin.
Is that right?
On Broadway, yeah.
Did you ever see, I'm sorry.
Hamilton.
Are you
Wicked.
Okay?
Wicked.
Did you I've never seen that. Have you seen Spamalot, Hawk?
No.
Have you seen I Voted stickers?
Yeah, there's two of them right here.
Front page sports when the Power Trip Morning Show returns. Then, like I said, Mark Parrish joins at 7 o'clock. Mark Rosen, who follows this gal that they're staring at, joins at 8, and he'll have to explain why he clicked that follow button.
Well, duh.
Hey, Hockey.
Yeah. You're going to have to hit the button. Both my hands are busy. Hey, now. Gross. You're an all-star. Get your game on. Go. Hey. Sam. Good morning, everybody. Happy Erection Day. Here's a bit from one of my favorite TV shows and a show you should be watching if you're not. Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Madison D. Reynolds here. We are talking about the homeless issue here in Philly. That's a big issue these days, and we're here with our friend Cricket. He is a homeless man. Cricket, walk us through a day in your life.
Oh, day in the life. Well, the other morning, I wake up. I find a dog sniffing at my wound. He's fully aroused, mind you. So I'm thinking, oh, great, you know, what does this jerk want? Of course, I know what he wants. He's looking at me right in the eyes. He does not have to say it. Not that he could. I mean, does my scar look like a dog's vagina? You know, maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and try to get inside the mind of a dog. I mean, that's God's work. Well, not that I believe in God. I don't. Not since that man stole my kidney.
By the way, when they first met Cricket, he was a pastor. And they completely ruined his life.
Is that hilarious. His actual voice? Or what kind of a... What's going on with the voice there?
He got Frank, also known as Danny DeVito, hit him in the throat with the trash can.
Jeez.
Long story. it's just a great show. It just is. And they also gave me this button for
you. Thank you for your honesty.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Just moronic commentary and stupid sound effects, and it's just dumb. It doesn't make any sense.
By the way, yeah, pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, that's
this. I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
Front Page Sports is brought to you by Early Bird Electric.
I can play this one for you during sports.
Have fun with your important conversations and your big issues with your brains and your smart stuff, okay? We got hockey to learn.
I love that.
Perfect.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah,
we can hit
that at
7.
Are you still on Instagram, Corey? Or Hawk?
No, I had to put it down.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Wait, you had to put what down? Your phone or the other thing?
Yes.
The Minnesota Wild lost to the San Jose Sharks of Anaheim last night, 4-3.
This is pro sports, yeah. Right?
Yes, pro sports. Okay, yeah. Pro hockey. Right. Goals by Dumba, his fifth, Parisi, his fifth, and Spurgeon, his third. But the Sharks got it done. Joe Thornton scored his 399th career goal in his 1,499th game.
My goodness. I mean, it took him forever.
Yeah. Dubnyk, 18 saves. Eric Staal had played 335 consecutive games. He was sick. He sat out.
Dead air.
Okay, then I'll keep talking. The Wild are at the Kings tomorrow night. The Wild are 8-4-2.
Good for them. Great start.
Please, they lost.
Curse. Yeah, but still, great start. Better than 4-8-2.
Please don't curse.
I haven't cursed yet.
Gopher basketball took on the Omaha Mavericks. The Gophers were 14.5-point favorites. They were minus 1,400 on the money line. Omaha was plus 800.
I put $17,000 on them to win.
You won.
I did. Good. Good. Good.
They did.
Good.
They won 104-76. They covered and they won over the Omaha Mavericks. Amir Coffey had 18 points Monday. The Gophers face Utah.
Correct answer!
Oh, wow. Just a bunch of Mormons on Monday.
Yeah, can't wait. Is it here?
I don't know.
I can't tell. Are you going to watch it?
No.
Oh, am I going to flip back and forth?
No.
You know what I call a coffee that doesn't have Bailey's in it?
What?
A mere coffee.
Brilliant. That's very good, Hockey. You're very clever.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. And who... I can't tell last time I had coffee with Bailey's in it.
You know where you can get it? And this is not a joke. You can get it at U.S. Bank Stadium. At the Caribou Coffee
Yeah.
As soon as you walk through the big doors, turn to your right. Right there, there's a Caribou Coffee stand. They'll spike your coffee.
I did not know
it's
that.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, I love it.
Spike coffee every once in a while is really good.
Yeah, it makes you roll.
Yeah. It's a perfect way to start the day.
Thank you.
Spiked coffee?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
To start the day.
Yeah. If you're a raging alcoholic, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I went through a phase where I drank spiked coffee.
Well, I don't know why. I mean, Doesn't make me an alcoholic that I drink spiked coffee every morning during the radio show.
No, not at all.
The Timberwolves are at the Lakers tonight at 9:30. The Wolves are 4-7. They're 0-6 on the road.
You know, it's ironic that the Wolves have no
pride
because a group of Wolves is a pride.
Yeah, I hope they win tonight.
The Lakers are 4-6, and everybody is complaining that they're falling apart. They have a better record than the Wolves.
Yeah.
LeBron James, so far this season with the Lakers, is averaging 26.8 points, 7.6 rebounds, and 7.7 assists a game.
Would you just give him a chance?
He's off to a good start.
Just give him a chance.
Did you see the nice gesture Jimmy Butler did?
Don't care. I mean, I saw it, but I don't care.
Oh. I think that even though I'm not a fan, that's very nice.
No one knows what you're talking about because you haven't explained it yet.
Oh, I thought you were going to explain it. Jimmy Butler chartered a plane so Tyus Jones could go see his brother play for Duke last night because he couldn't find a flight from L.A. to, is it South Carolina?
No.
Wherever it is, and Jimmy Butler got him a chartered plane and flew him. He didn't fly him personally, but he got him to see his brother's first game as a college player.
Well,
I mean, Jimmy Butler sucks, but that's nice. And then Duke rolled Kentucky.
The Lions waived Amir Abdullah, and they signed something called wide receiver Bruce Ellington. Amir Abdullah is 25 years old. He was the 54th pick in 2015. One carry, 1 yard this season. He's gone. The Lions also re-picked up their old running back, Zach Zenner.
Hey, welcome back.
Remember Zach Zenner?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for him, man.
And good for our friend.
Yeah,
our friend. You know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
And I know what you mean.
Good for them. Nick Mullins will start Monday night against the New York Giants. He had one of the greatest statistical debuts in quarterback history last week when he had a 151.9 passer rating, threw for 262 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. He will start, and C.J. Beathard will be the backup.
Oh, man.
Well, good.
It's tough to see Beathard as the backup.
Why?
Yeah, Beathard in the two hole is a weird thing. It's kind of funny.
Okay.
Yeah, don't apologize. Just do better. Duke and Kentucky did square off yesterday. Duke was the number 4 team in the country. Kentucky was number 2, but it wasn't even close. 118-84, Duke over Kentucky. They got a bunch of freshmen that are unbelievably good on Duke. And they rolled. RJ Barrett had 33 points, and Zion Williamson, who's just an absolute freak, 11 of 13 for 28 points.
I'll take Duke and Kansas, and you can have the field.
I'll take that.
Okay.
How much? 50?
50 bucks.
50. Done. Make note, please.
Okay, you took it.
Anymore.
Okay.
We've only
feel
seen
great about
like,
it,
one game.
But I feel great about it because Corey didn't immediately jump on it. It's the first thing I thought of when watching those highlights.
Is that right?
It's one game.
I normally do the 4 versus core for the NCAA tournament. I mean, my gut instinct says that the odds are correct to do what Chris just did and take the field. But I haven't seen any college basketball this year.
No.
All I know is that the Duke is supposed to be absolutely loaded.
And they have, and hopefully.
And Trey Jones.
Yeah. And Kansas has 3 older transfers who didn't play last year who are now on Kansas. I literally saw highlights of the Kansas game and the other game, and I'll take both of them and you can have the field.
Thank you. That's what I did.
Can I have Kentucky too?
No. We already made a deal, sweetie.
Okay.
Frankly, I probably won't be alive by the end of the basketball season.
It's March.
I know, but there's always a good chance.
Well, why did you sign up for something you have in March that you don't want to do?
Kirk Cousins says being with the Vikings so far, in a lot of ways, has exceeded his expectations.
Yes, that's what he said.
That's good. They pay him a lot of money.
Yeah, but, you know, even more than that.
He's good.
He said, quote, "When you look at it glass half full, I'm thrilled about our locker room, the chemistry we have in this team, the quality of teammates, the quality of leadership we have in this organization."
That's awesome.
You know what I wish I had right now?
That.
What?
Hard shell tacos.
Oh, yeah. From where? Anywhere?
Anywhere. Just three of them.
What? With
sour
what
cream and extra cheese. And beef, of course.
What made you think of that?
And lettuce?
I don't know. I got hungry for a minute there.
Tacos wail.
Yeah, they're pretty wailing.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, so yeah.
Like,
who cares?
It all turns to poop.
Did you guys see the latest Pro Football Talk?
Yeah, I did. I saw the latest Pro Football Talk.
Golly.
Golly.
Headline on Twitter?
Thanks, Cartoon Donkey.
Yeah, I did. I saw it. I did. It was well played on their part.
What?
Basically, Matt Patricia defends offensive coordinator Jim Bob Cooter. It says he fired his special teams coordinator, but Patricia seems comfortable with Cooter for now.
Brilliant. Is that coffee spiked?
No. I don't drink at work. I'm not an idiot. Contrary to what you two think and you two want me out of here, I like this job.
What country?
I don't know.
Tomorrow night, Carolina at Pittsburgh. The Carolina Panthers are sneaky good. They're sneaking up on everybody. That's tomorrow night, though. The Panthers are 6-2. The Steelers are 5-2-1. And the Steelers are 4-point favorites at home. That's Thursday night football.
That'll be a really good game.
Yeah, that will.
I think Carolina will get all over Pittsburgh.
Well, if you were in Vegas, you could get 4 points.
I would take them.
I think I would as well, which means it's probably a loss.
Probably.
Anyway, there's your sports.
Thanks, man.
That's about it.
Thank you. Yeah, I love sports.
I needed that.
When we come back, I have a story that I would like to discuss with you guys because I have so many questions. So many questions. The first one and the main one is, how do you survive a crocodile attack?
Let's go to the ice. Let's get some pucks.
Okay.
I wonder how many people have been attacked by crocodiles and survived.
That'd be one of the worst ways to go.
This guy did.
Really?
I guess. But it made the news, not necessarily because of what happened to him. It was more about, and this is dumb, what he was wearing when it happened. Hey. Power Trip Morning Show returns.
I'm sorry, Corey. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I also need some help from you guys. Did you guys, either of you, get to play more Red Dead Redemption last night?
I played of it.
My wife played for like 2 hours.
I played a little of it. I'm out. I took a young man fishing.
Aww.
And of course,
like a big brother, big sister kind of thing.
It was one of the gals in the. So, can I ask this question?
It's
about Red Dead.
Oh.
I do things for all the ladies in camp, hoping that my character will sleep with them.
Yeah.
Does that ever happen? Like, you know, Grand Theft Auto, you could just sleep with hookers. When does it happen in this game? I did see cartoon butt cheeks once.
I don't know. I don't know.
If it's cartoon butt cheeks and it's not Elastigirl, I have no interest.
Interesting.
He cares.
Who does?
Have you seen the ass on Elastigirl?
Somebody tell me about it over and over and over again.
Hawk, knowing you a little bit, you might want to look it up.
Right.
He's
crocodile attacks right after this on The Fan.
The KFAN contest page to win a pair of tickets to the Star Tribune Vacation and Travel Experience, plus beer pavilion tickets at the Minneapolis Convention Center.
Thank you, Sausage.
You're welcome, babe.
Come on, everybody. Vikes are, of course, off this week. So yesterday, before he left, Kirk Cousins was asked, you taking some time off during the bye week?
Yeah, I won't be coming in the building over the weekend, obviously. So I get rest and just try to take some time away because I think the most you ever really get away is maybe 2 to 3 days. You know, once we start in July and then finish whenever we finish, hopefully as late as possible, the most I'm ever getting off is really these 3 to 4 days. So other than that, it's pretty much one day, and then you're back always. So try to take advantage of that time.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah, thanks for some honesty there, Kirk. Not
thanks,
sure why
Kirk.
It was only in the
His
US,
interview with Barrera was great. That's, he said that like 15 times.
Did Kirk vote?
I would assume he did.
Are you busy? What are you doing on Twitter?
I'm back on that Instagram thing.
Oh, you like some Instagram, do you? Sad along, sing a song, carry on. Yes, you know, I'm a fan of that.
We rock! We rock!
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
A guy named Brandon Hatfield in Florida, Monday night, broke into a zoo and then jumped into the crocodile pit. They have at least, I don't know why they said at least, I would assume somebody could have just asked, but they have at least three 12-foot crocodiles in this pit.
Cranky.
That is not a small crocodile.
No.
He jumped in, and at least one of the three 12-foot crocodiles in this pit attacked him before he got away. How often do they attack for fun? Don't they attack for everything? Don't they go for it?
I mean,
once they get a hold of you, if they bite you, if they get a hold of you and they're a 12-foot croc, are they letting go?
No. No.
I'm very confused how he got attacked and got away.
The perfect example, Indiana Jones of the Temple of Doom.
That is the perfect example.
Thank you. When they all into the...
Yes.
When the bridge collapses.
When he says...
Golly, Mom.
When he looks over and says something to Short Round, and Short Round grabs on, and then he hacks away at the bridge, even though... He hits it right in the middle, but somehow he survives. Anyhow, those guys
right,
fall
the impact the, against the rocks would be probably catastrophic.
Yeah, they'd all be dead. But it's Indiana. And all those crocodiles down below eat the Golly Maw guy, and the Golly Maw guy dies. He ain't getting away. He didn't live to see another day.
Perfect analogy.
Thank you.
It really is.
Thank you, babe.
I can maybe have the gentleman who runs the place give you some shine some light on it for you.
Go
you
for it.
Here we go.
As I was driving to work, our team that comes in and cleans the park started noticing there were some broken items. And the damage was a little bit more bizarre than normal because there was a statue in the middle of our Nile crocodile exhibit that had been toppled. And you had to have swum to this island to get there. And so that's when I realized, you know, this is not normal. And we started looking around and there's a floating shoe. Oddly enough, one of those rubber croc shoes, and somebody's shorts are in the pool. Even three 12-foot crocodiles couldn't have consumed a whole human body overnight, so I start thinking the whole thing's a prank. But then we go to the top of our zip line platform over the Nile Crocs, and there's a lot of blood up there. When I meet the police officer at the front door, I tell him, you know, it's worse than I thought, there's blood here. And he says, oh, I think we've already got the perpetrator in custody. So we got somebody who told us they were bitten by an alligator. We've been here, like I said, 125 years, and we've never had guests that have tried to swim with a crocodile. That's, you know, that's about as bad as it gets.
So you heard it right. Brandon was wearing Crocs.
Yep.
And he jumped into a croc pit and somehow was attacked and somehow survived. But again, I don't know that much about crocodiles, but man, they seem very mean.
Yeah.
And that guy's like... he didn't think that three 12-foot crocs could consume a human overnight.
That's what he said.
Man. And he would know, but geez. Terrifying. Oh, man.
Terrifying.
What an idiot. They took him to the hospital, and when he gets out, he's going to be charged with burglary, criminal mischief, and a probation violation.
Do you think he got his shoes back?
Not sure. Mm. The authorities think he might have broken into the park on a dare.
Oh, well.
And now he's lucky to be alive.
He had to take it then.
Speaking of dares, did you see the gentleman that 8 years ago ate a slug on a dare?
Yeah.
Then that caused him to be paralyzed, and 8 years later, I believe this week, he died.
He did pass away, yes.
Yeah, that's...
Ate a slug on a dare back in 2010.
That sucks.
It's just the worst.
Yeah, slugs are weird looking anyway.
Well, it's not even just that. I mean, imagine... That's what you die from.
Yeah.
And he didn't just die. He suffered for 8 years.
You live once, and you make that mistake.
Yeah. Because one of your friends maybe called you the P word.
And again, not a single one of us, I guarantee you nobody listening, well, probably nobody listening, would think you eat a slug, you're going to die a slow death.
Right.
Right.
You know, nobody, I mean, any of us, no, it's not, I would not have done it, but still, anybody could make a similar mistake. How about that?
Now, I'm not making a joke. I don't think this is funny. I don't think this guy dying is funny. But isn't it ironic that you eat a slug and die a slow death? Like, if you eat a cheetah and die a fast death, that makes sense. Right? Slugs are slow. God, you guys are not liking me anymore.
I like you a lot.
No.
You get mad at us when you do bad jokes and we don't laugh.
Well, it's ironic.
No, you are. Well, you are.
Here's what you said. You said it was weird that he ate a slug and died a slow death, but it wouldn't be weird if he ate a cheetah and died a fast death.
That would be weird as well, but
okay.
The two don't normally go hand in hand.
Right.
What two?
If you get eaten by a shark, you're going to die right away. If you eat a shark...
If you get eaten by it.
Sorry. Let me start over. If you get
Please
eaten,
don't.
If you eat a shark, you probably won't die. But if you eat a cheetah and all of a sudden, like 2 days later, you're like, oh, God, I can't go on. Why?
I ate that cheetah and that deer because Corey called me the P word. It's going quick. My heart's a-stopping. My balls fell off. My butthole fell out of my body. I'm dead.
Now, if you eat a slug, and you're like, man, this is great. 8 years later,
I'm dying.
Why?
Ate that slug. Damn thing got all the way up to my mouth. It's choking me off at the pass.
Did you say choking me off?
It's a cowboy slug. It's got a hat on. We've become kind of great friends. Sent me a Christmas card to remember. Please bury me with the slug's Christmas card. It's got its whole family. Banana slug, turtle slug, toad slug. We're all dying together.
That's the song that plays as it gets to the top of his back of his tongue and then rolls out of his mouth. Went too far. Should have just shut up.
So if you eat a shark, you probably won't die. But if you eat a cheetah...
Yeah, because cheetahs are fast animals.
Mm. Sharks don't swim fast?
Yeah, but I haven't heard that I had a piece of shark and then I died. I've only heard about a slug death.
Yeah, you're right.
Have you heard of a cheetah death?
No. It was just my only thought today.
How fast do you think a cheetah runs?
70 miles an hour. Isn't that close?
How fast do you think a human runs?
I think... Delvin ran 23. I'm sure people have run faster. 25 miles an hour, maybe.
How fast are cheetahs?
Yeah, 75 miles an hour.
That's a pretty good guess on your part.
Thanks.
Yeah, man, nice job.
65 to 75 miles an hour.
Could you catch one?
No. I couldn't catch a slug.
Well, if you do, don't eat it.
Yeah, I will not. Sorry I ruined your bit.
Otherwise, it'll choke you off at the pass.
I just like saying that.
I know.
Head them off at the pass. That isn't said a lot anymore. Well, there aren't a lot of passes left.
No, but it does remind me of my question about the Red Dead Redemption. So yesterday, I came upon a house, and for some reason, the gentleman was mean to me, so I shot him. And then I shot everybody. But one of the gentlemen ran off, so I had to chase him down and shoot him. And then I could not find the house where they all lived, because I was going to go back and loot it. But I had chased that sumbitch so far that I could not get back to the house.
What? So you caught up to him very quickly.
Yeah, no, I didn't. It took me a long time. Is there, like, an X or something on the little round part of the screen that will tell me where the house is so I can go back and loot it? I feel like I killed a bunch of people for no reason.
You have no idea.
I went in every direction I could think of. I even had to go to sleep because it got dark.
The handful of hours I've played Red Dead, that's my one big complaint compared to Grand Theft Auto is the map.
Yeah.
I think the map is so much more manageable in Grand Theft Auto 5 than it is in Red Dead Redemption 2. I think they could have cleaned up the map process a little bit.
I would agree.
Yeah.
It's my least favorite part of the game.
It's very bland.
It's just not as functional as GTA 5. GTA 5's map is unbelievably easy to navigate. Not a big fan of Red Dead's map process. But how would I know? My wife gets to play. I don't.
You haven't played it?
Not in like 3 days.
Oh.
It's her turn.
Don't you have two PlayStations? Buy another game.
I threw a guy off a cliff yesterday.
Yeah. There's one chick that wanders the camp where we all are at with massive jugs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know
right,
exactly who you're talking about. Yeah. Isn't that the one you're trying to sleep with?
No, I was trying to sleep with that one kid's
mom. But that's
mom.
Your thing, though.
Yeah, but it never works. Isn't there like a bang me button?
Yeah, there is on me. It's my BH.
Wow.
Yeah. Ugh. Yep.
But like everybody always talked about in Grand Theft, where you just walk up and be like, "How much?" And you get in the car, you pull them out, you beat the prostitute up, and
that's
take
terrible.
Your money back.
Don't do that.
But you, right?
That's 90% of the game.
That's
right.
Terrible.
Right. I've gone into. I've walked into a couple getting it on at that hotel. I talked to every chick in that hotel. Not one of them. Is it me?
I think it's you
personally. Like, can they see through the screen and they see this hideous guy in his boxers that are two sizes too small?
Why do you keep playing all these games in your boxers? Put some pants on.
Why wouldn't you? Man, yeah. If I lived by myself,
oh yeah,
there'd be ball stains everywhere.
I walked around nude for like 15 minutes this morning.
I'm seeing, absolutely.
Oh, great. Like... Did Muppet watch again?
I didn't show it who's boss this morning.
Still, you're still hanging brain in front
it's
of Muppet.
Not that, it's not much of a brain.
If I lived
it's like
by
a
myself,
slug brain.
It would look like there were slugs living in my house.
Well, yeah, you'd leave a snail trail everywhere.
That's kind of what I was saying, yeah.
Sorry. Suck him off at the best.
Right. He would say that to the bottom of his crank. Give me your bastard. He'd always talk like a cowboy when it was time to go
Who
to
does?
Town. You, if you lived by yourself. Oh, my God. You'd be so dehydrated if you lived alone. You'd die.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
When we come back, we'll do wild news, and they did lose last night. We'll talk briefly about that. And we'll do what really matters, which is scores and stats around the world of sports. Parrish can maybe explain the wild loss when he joins at 7. Then the great Mark Rosen joins at 8.
So the Democrats got the House. The Republicans got the Senate. That's pretty much what you need to know, I guess. And it's slick out there, too. Be careful.
Very slick.
Very, very slick in spots. But it was pretty snow.
Sure. The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
The Fan. Ride the tiger. And-
hey, come on. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Mark Parrish in a little bit. Mark Rosen in a little bit. In case you're waking up and you care and you don't know yet.
God, this song wails.
It's pretty whaley, right? Not bad.
Yeah.
Here are some winners in the state of Minnesota anyway. Walls, Klobuchar,
yep.
Smith, and
yep.
Ellison. Those yep. were all winners in our state of Minnesota.
Yep. Can I read something quick, Hawk?
Yes, and then I'm going to hit the wild button.
Join us in supporting the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and grants for families during times of extraordinary hardship. When we help one soldier, we help all soldiers. When we help one military family, we're helping all military families. Find out what you can do. MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.org.
I like it.
You're electric. Guess what?
What?
I proofread that.
Good. I can tell you read it well.
You pre-read it or you proof-read it?
I don't know. What's the difference? I was told all the time as a kid when I'd write papers, please proofread this, and then my dad would do it for me, and he'd correct it all for me, and then I still wouldn't correct it. I'd just hand it in as is.
Hmm.
I didn't really care.
How'd that work out?
I barely graduated high school.
You did, though.
Here I am.
You did it, Paul.
You're very successful. You got a lot of money and a great bed.
You get $90 shorts.
Yeah, and my financial advisor suggested I go buy things today.
Yeah, I did.
So not your actual financial advisor, just Chris.
He's my money manager.
Yeah, I'm his money. What's wrong? What do you?
I need the new iPad, scoff. Right, Hawk?
Hell yeah, you do.
Right.
It's time for Wild News, presented by Captain Morgan.
Hey, thanks, Captain Morgan.
Thank you,
by the way, you saying that Chris Hawkey's your financial advisor and being excited about it is the same thing as Adrian Peterson saying he just hired Antoine Walker. That's a very specific sports reference.
That is. I don't know what you're
I like
saying.
It, though.
It basically means that broke people probably shouldn't advise broke people.
Yeah, it's like...
I'm not broke. It's,
yeah.
Yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Wild News presented by Captain Morgan. Hey, thanks, Captain Morgan.
Yeah,
the
thanks,
Wild
Kevin.
Lost to the Sharks 4-3. Goals by Dumba, Parisi, and Spurgeon. The Wild had won 7 of 8 until last night, and they were without Eric Staal, who had played just 335 consecutive games. He was sick. I don't know what his problem was.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
What is it?
He had cough due to cold.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
I try to report accurately.
Yeah, you do a great job of it. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
That was Wild News presented by Captain Morgan. I should mention the Wilder at the Kings tomorrow night right here in the Fan.
Captain Morgan kicks ass.
It does.
Thank you, Captain Morgan.
Yup!
And now What Really Matters takes over the rest of the segment, which is also very lovely. It's a segment where I read scores and stats around the world of sports, and Chris tells you something else that actually matters.
Yes, that's not even debatable.
What do I do?
Oh, you quip.
That is a great question.
I believe you make quips.
Thanks, Hawk.
You're welcome.
You're nice to me today.
Just like your toothbrush.
My toothbrush wails. Hey, by the way, yesterday at the dentist.
Yes, sir.
The lady said I had very nice fake teeth.
Well, she's right. Those guys rock. And, what?
Wow, your fake teeth are lovely.
Well, you could have.
Thank you.
You could have bad fakies.
Yeah, man. Don't have any bad fakies.
Right. Hockey doesn't mind if you have bad fakies, though.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. I don't. You're right. You're right.
Are you still on Instagram?
Nope. I had to put that down.
Shut up.
Yep. I'll be doing that while you guys work.
The Wolves are at the Lakers tonight at 9:30. The Wolves are 4-7. They have yet to win a road game this year. They're 0-6. What really matters is this.
Happy Erection Day, everybody. It's the day after Election Day, and as everybody knows, that's known as Erection Day.
Everybody knows that.
Yep.
That idea is just the worst.
Hmm. Did you know that Susan Lucci is the daughter of Phyllis Diller?
What?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. That's what I just read.
That's insane.
It's on the internet.
Oh, it's got to be true.
Let me check on it.
Susan Lucci.
You don't know who Susan Lucci is?
Famous for losing the Daytime Emmy Award for about 68 consecutive years.
Oh, yeah. I know who she is.
Biological daughter of Phyllis Diller.
No, that's the word.
Did not know that.
Did not know that either.
It says...
Phyllis Diller still with us?
No.
I don't think so, correct?
It says right here, Susan Lucci's parents are Victor Lucci and Jeanette Lucci. Doesn't say anything about Phyllis Diller.
Same thing. Same thing. Same person. Jeanette Lucci changed her name to Phyllis Diller.
Hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that.
I don't know that that's true. I just made that up.
I'll tell you if that's true. Nope. I'm on myheritage.dna and I'm not paying $45 to find out.
That's really weird.
That's where it took me.
Oh. Yeah, I wonder why this website would tell me that if that's not true.
Yeah, that's weird. That didn't sound right because I've never heard that
once. Me neither,
and
I would think I would hear that once.
See, question everything. Be skeptical. It's safer that way.
I like the way you think.
Thank you.
No, that's not true. I'm sorry I said that. That was a damn lie.
Had you for a second, though. Had you in my web.
Yep, you did.
That was sweet.
Boy, Susan Lucci looked a lot different when she was younger.
Was she hot?
She's still hot.
Would you?
Well, yeah.
Well, Chris, I'm starting to come over to your side of thinking, though.
Oh, what's that, baby?
That goddamn Elastigirl.
You're obsessed with her.
You are. And
I watched Incredibles 2 last night because it came out last night and my daughters love it. So the 4-year-old wanted it, so I did what Chris does, just buy stuff. I bought it.
Who cares?
And the little one was very excited to watch it, and Dad sat down and watched as well.
That's so nice. Buying stuff makes me feel better.
Hmm. Did Daddy enjoy it?
Sure.
Good.
You've seen it.
Yeah, he has.
Who? No, I have not.
Well, you've seen the first one.
Yeah, I have seen the first one, and I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Big fan of Elastigirl.
Congratulations.
My turn or your turn?
That'd be your turn. I just gave you an incorrect fact.
You lied. Because there's no proof so far on the internet that Phyllis Diller gave birth to Susan Lucci.
You're right. There's none.
And Paul's doing research, so he should get to the bottom of it by a week from Thursday.
My grandma's name is Phyllis, but how do you spell Phyllis? She's dead, though.
How do you think you spell it?
P...
Phil. T-Phil?
H-I-L-L-S-Y? Phileas Diller?
Is Phyllis Diller Susan Tucci's mom?
Phyllis.
When you talk,
we call my grandma, Grandma, like Mickey. I think Mickey was actually her first name. I don't know why we ever called her Phyllis. I think my whole life's a damn lie. Fact check. Here we go. False. This says false. Actress Susan Lucia's daughter is of comedian for Phyllis
Diller.
There's
no way.
It says C-O-M-E-D-I-E-N-N-E. That's comedian.
Nope.
It says false. It says it's not her mom. You dumb son. So when Abbott asked, what did Meat Sauce do today? He figured out that Phyllis Diller, the comedian, is not Susan Tucci's mom. Rest my case. Take that. Well, the teacher said I wouldn't amount to anything. Screw off and die.
Would I get in trouble if I just left and went home, took a nap?
Yeah.
I mean, Chad's not going to do anything.
Who's Chad?
Would Greg or Jeff be upset if I just took the rest of the day off just to reset mentally?
What'd I do?
Nothing.
Sorry I ruined your bit, Susan Tucci.
Gophers won over something called the Omaha Mavericks. 104-76. The Gophers were 14.5-point favorites. They easily covered. What really matters is this.
Today's Erection Day. Yesterday was Election Day, and here's election facts for you. Saddam Hussein, I used Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You as his campaign song in 2002.
What? That's crazy. You're crazy.
It's true.
But I like you.
Well, we lost Paul. He's back on Instagram.
I'm just seeing if Rosie liked that picture of that lady. He did not. We have to ask him about
he's
that,
he's not
right?
awake yet.
Yeah, Paul, have you verified that that's true? That Saddam Hussein used that Whitney Houston song in 2002?
I mean, look. Saddam Hussein song Whitney Houston. Here we go. Listen. Yeah. Listen to Saddam Hussein's 2002 campaign. I'm not signing on Facebook.
My God.
Yeah, it says right here, Mental Floss, the best and worst campaign songs, but mostly the worst. That is correct. Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein's selection of Whitney Houston's song for one of his campaigns.
Are you sure Saddam was not a comedian?
I don't think anything Saddam did was funny. I'm glad he's dead.
You never saw his stand-up routine?
No. Didn't.
It's mostly off color. He works pretty blue. Yeah. Common would hate it.
Yeah, Common
hates it. That was bad. Saddam, that was awful.
We know it was.
Saddam would be like, yeah, I know, it was just a bit. It was just, I'm just screwing around. I'm Saddam Hussein. No. That was awful. Awful. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
Appreciate it. What else? Nick Mullins is going to actually start another game. Why wouldn't he? He threw for 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions for the Niners last week, and he will be placed on the depth chart ahead of C.J. Beathard. 151.9 passer rating, one of the greatest statistical debuts in quarterbacking history. So the Niners are officially giving Nick Mullins the job. Why wouldn't they?
Right.
Their season is mostly over.
Yeah,
not even mostly, it's over. Let the kid play.
Yeah.
Favre will love it. What really matters is this.
In ancient Athens, each year citizens voted to banish any citizen from the city. For 10 years.
For any reason?
Yeah, for any reason. So they could just vote to, you know, to get rid of Sauce.
So somebody had to nominate a person for banishment, right? Yeah. Like, this guy sucks.
Yep.
And then the entire community would vote whether or not that person had to leave for 10 years?
That's correct.
What a great idea.
It is a pretty good idea.
Let's bring that back.
Yeah, let's do that. Be weird if our president didn't live in the country, though.
Stopwatch yesterday was complaining about our takes.
About?
He's like, you know, email this, email that. So he said he got emails complaining about us again.
I don't care about that.
No, I know that's what I told him.
Well, complaining about me?
A little bit, yeah. It was that, you know, Chris hates all Republicans, Corey hates religion, and Meat Sauce smokes weed every day.
I don't hate all Republicans, the racist
thanks,
ones.
Thanks, Dr. Dre.
I got lots of friends that are Republicans. Lots and lots of them. John Creasel's one of my best friends. He's a Republican.
So you hate all Republicans, I hate religion, and you smoke weed every day.
I don't smoke pot.
So you're saying that's a lie? And yeah. Chris, you're saying yours is a lie.
Mine's a damn lie.
So two out of three of us were absolutely being lied about.
Yeah,
I don't smoke pot. I haven't smoked pot in 70 years.
So yours was wrong. And Chris, you like some Republicans.
Hell yeah, I like a lot of them.
So yours was wrong.
What were you getting yelled at about?
So the Panthers and the Steelers play tomorrow night. The Panthers are 6-2, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are 5-2-1, and they are 4-point favorites in Las Vegas. -210 on the money line. You can get the Panthers on the money line for +175.
I would take the Panthers.
Yeah, +175.
Absolutely.
Get that money.
Yeah.
Get that money.
You look goddamn good this year, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know who people are giving credit to?
Yeah. People with lots of money, probably.
Rick Shermer.
I'm legitimately going home.
No, don't do that. We have like 2 hours.
Well, you mean Pat Shermer, who's the head coach of the Giants.
Yeah. But I'm... No. I meant... who's the old...
Norv Turner. Not Foch Fazio. God!
Can you, like, shut up?
Mark Parrish is next. I'm going to break. Show's ridiculously dumb.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah, there's Mark. That's Mark right there.
What's wrong with Mark?
Nothing.
He's cranky today.
No, he seems fine.
Girl trouble, I guess.
No. He seems fine.
He's really okay.
Is. Yeah, I don't think he's having any girl problems. Maybe he's worried about Aumuamua.
What am I having problems with?
I read a lot about that yesterday. I'm fascinated by it.
Me too. How could you not be? A mysterious interstellar object that looks like either a turd or a cigar.
Those are the two options.
Could be.
That's it? Those are the only two options?
Unnatural/even alien.
An alien turd's flying through the sky?
It's enormous. And if it isn't, yeah.
Scientists are very confused.
They are.
So they have a lot of interesting theories that are worth discussing.
And they're not just scientists. They're Harvard scientists.
Yeah, these are not crackpot people.
Yeah,
these
man.
They're saying that this object is acting so differently that it raises some serious questions about how it got here. You should read it. It's interesting.
Science is fascinating. Like, do you guys ever think what's at the middle of the Earth?
Mark, how was hunting last weekend?
How'd you do? Did you catch anything?
No, I didn't get anything. Well, we got one, but
did you net it?
I was the only one that did not see a darn thing.
Really?
No.
So what do you do all day? Because if you're Creasel, we know what you do if you're out there and you're bored. What do you do all day? You just sit there and read? What do you do?
Yeah, I'll read articles or whatever.
What is Creasel?
Check out
do?
Twitter.
On your phone?
Watch, usually you get the...
You get good Wi-Fi? Where'd you do your hunting?
Hackensack. Grandma Mary's.
Hmm.
Yeah, and like, there's always something fun to watch in the woods. Grouse, squirrels. There was actually, it was kind of funny. Might maybe kind of had a been there moment, but... there were these three squirrels. One of them was three gray squirrels. One of them was just this tiny little bugger, and he was bullying the crap out of the other two.
Brucey.
And the two were running away from him, jumped from one tree limb to another, and that little guy with straw that broke the camel's back and dropped about 30 feet just straight on its back.
Oh.
And I absolutely burst out laughing, and everything in the woods ran away from
So me. You basically watched real life Sword in the Stone.
Yes, that is exactly what I thought of too. It cracked me up, and I could swear I could have heard the two big guys making fun of him as they ran away.
Did you shoot any of the squirrels?
No, I want to. Some of them are annoying as hell.
Is it squirrel season?
Yeah, can you shoot those?
I think it's squirrel season year round.
Is it? I really don't know.
I'm pretty sure you can just take a .22 or a BB gun or.
You ever eaten squirrel?
Slingshot. No, I haven't. I've actually heard it's not that bad.
What's your favorite animal to eat?
Duck.
I've never had that.
I love duck.
Really?
Paul, what's your favorite thing to eat?
Can't say on the radio.
Why is it a secret?
I like pizza.
You dumb son of a bitch!
Mark, the show's been less than good today.
I'm going to stand up for myself here because...
Just stand up and then walk out.
I'm here. This is why I'm here.
What is?
To make wise quips.
Yeah, man. Quips is what he makes. Blouse is what he wears. Quips.
Do you like this blouse?
Not my favorite, if you want my honest opinion.
Hmm.
But those slacks are right on the money.
Yeah.
You do have nice slacks. Although I don't like that the shorts season has ended.
Why?
Because then I don't get to see your $90 shorts anymore.
Oh.
How much are those slacks?
Oh, they're Gap jeans, half off.
So how much?
I don't know, $30.
Hmm. You don't even look.
The only money I spend on high thing, or the only thing I spend money
on. And you're like, shut up.
Did you watch that game last night? It was a late one.
I did. I kind of dozed off here and there, but no, I got most of it.
4-3, the Sharks beat the Minnesota Wild. Goals by Dumba, Parisi, and Spurgeon. Joe Thornton, 39 years old. He's still playing his 399th career goal in his 1,499th game.
Yeah, he's been a machine since he came into the league. And he's a big boy, and he's got a ton of skill. He's another one of the. He's just a great guy. He's one of the ones you're happy to have success and hope he plays forever, like Cully.
Have you played golf with him?
No, I don't think of it. No, I've never gone golfing with him. Gone to dinner with him a few times.
Oh,
where'd you go? Because Sauce likes pizza.
I don't remember. It was somewhere in L.A.
East Coast.
Yeah, East Coast.
That's why you're here. I learned yesterday that his nickname is Jumbo.
Yep.
Is that a long term nickname or?
Yeah,
he's
pretty much.
I've never heard that.
Jumbo Joe, Jumbo Jet. He's a big dude and he skates well.
How big are we talking here?
6'6".
Go on.
250 maybe 260.
Oh jeez.
Maybe not quite the same size as Dustin Byfuglien.
So he's a big dude.
Yeah.
Does he eat a lot?
Hence the nickname Jumbo.
Does he eat more than you?
Yes.
No, we were talking about
I don't think
that.
That's possible.
We were talking about that the other day.
We were talking the other day about how unfair it is that you can eat as much as you do and you still weigh about 130 pounds.
130, yeah.
It's insane, though.
Like, anytime we go to Manny's, you get, like, two appetizers. You get a salad.
Two? It's way more than
you
two.
You get a meal. You're the first one to ask for dessert. And you eat it all. Yeah, it is more than two. You eat about 88 oysters.
Oh, I love it. There's some about them. They don't fill me up at all. I would love to just sit down and see how many I could actually eat in one time.
I'd pay to see that.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
The Blackhawks fired that dude.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm sure it wasn't easy for him. The guy won 3 Stanley Cups for him, for crying out loud. Joel Quenneville. You know, it's unfortunate, but when things just kind of go wrong, a lot of times the coach unfairly takes the fall, and it's not necessarily his fault, but it's the easiest fix to try and turn a team around. And I'm actually, as much as I feel bad for Joel, he's a great guy, one of the classier guys in the NHL, not to mention the second most winning coach of all time. But Jeremy Colleton, I played with on Long Island, young kid, 33, is a really good kid. I'm excited for him to get the opportunity in the NHL. So on one side, I feel bad. On the other, I'm excited.
Hmm. What a story, Mark.
Have they made a mistake firing him? How do you fire a guy that has that much, 3 Stanley Cups?
It just kind of seems weird timing to do so. Like, you'd think they'd either just, you know, let him ride it out for the year, maybe.
Right.
Do it over the summer where he can step down, you know, maybe kind of have a mutual agreement, something like that. It's just the timing of it was really strange.
Should they have fired him, though? I mean, the guy won 2 or 3 Stanley Cups.
Here's the thing. Stanley Cups with him.
I'm sorry.
You'd think if you've earned it.
Not always paid attention, but the reason that I brought it up is, You'd have a tough time in the NFL firing a guy that won 3 Super Bowls.
Like, Belichick going to get fired midseason?
No,
you know, that's
ever.
Exactly. And there's a lot of people in Chicago, and there's even players around the league that are in an uproar over, because, I mean, seriously, what do you got to do?
I'm shocked he hasn't been hired yet by somebody.
I'm sure St. Louis is contemplating it right now. And Dave Tippett is helping out with the Seattle organization. And they're good buddies, so I wouldn't be surprised if they just kind of told him to take a break. He's still getting paid for 2 more years from Chicago. Just take a break, collect your money, and get ready for Seattle.
That'd be a great way to start a franchise. It'd
be an amazing
head
way.
Coach.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Paris.
Wild at Kings tomorrow night. The Wild are 8-4-2. They had won 7 of 8 until last night.
Yeah, and I thought when they came back and tied it up, they were flying. The fourth line looked awesome. And it just, yeah, they just kind of let their foot off the gas after they tied it up. It was kind of weird. But, and, you know, they just made 4 too many mistakes against San Jose. San Jose is a spectacular hockey team. You just can't give them too many opportunities because they're going to bury the majority of them.
How'd our guy Burns do?
Burns looked good. He always looks good. He's got he and Erik Karlsson, for crying out loud.
I don't know if he ever looks good, right?
Well, when it comes to his hockey game, it's beautiful.
I couldn't be friends with somebody that has a bunch of snakes in his house.
Or no teeth.
I don't care about that. That actually I could work with. But the snake thing pisses me off.
He had a Christmas party one of the years, and he found some rat or rabbit roadkill on the road. He was all excited. He threw it in his freezer. He had this 20-some foot long python he was going to show us.
Kill it.
And I was barely sticking my head in the room because I am terrified of snakes, and there was like 30 of them in there.
Yeah, kill it.
Yeah, he was standing a good 10, 15 feet from this drawer that I felt bad for the snake for being in if it was a 20-footer.
It was a drawer.
And just a big old drawer thing.
Yeah,
and this thing shot out of that drawer, yanked that rabbit out of his little, I don't know, rabbit holder thingy-ma-bobber, and right back into that drawer in the blink of an eye. I never went close to his basement again.
What a Not story, Mark. Close.
It was one of the most horrifying things I'd ever seen.
Jesus. Terrifying. I would have erected a statue of you if you had just lit a match to Brent Burns' entire home.
Yeah, I'd bail you out of prison.
Yeah. I'd have set up a parade.
And you'd
have been the Grand Marshal.
Yeah, and I know
I'd have built a float for you.
He was selling one house, too. We'll get him in trouble. And he literally lost a couple of snakes.
My God.
And I'm like, you got to declare that or something, don't you? No, I just shut the heat off. Those things won't make it through the winter. Oh. I couldn't imagine that. If I bought a house and all of a sudden, they're not poisonous. I don't care if they're not poisonous. Snakes it's a terrifying. Snake.
Yeah. No one likes to see an unexpected snake.
No.
I'm just picturing somebody that is walking around Brent Burns' home, looking through memorabilia, and then some giant snakes sneak up on him, and they have to use like his hockey skates off the wall to stab them to death to survive.
No thanks.
Hey, man, whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine Dragons.
Great point.
No, not a great point.
Okay, sorry.
Show's almost over. It's all right. We're almost there.
You're the one who wants to leave so badly.
You wanted to leave yesterday to vote.
Yeah, you guys wouldn't let me.
Well, because we're done at 9 o'clock. You get all day to vote.
It's my civil right. Civic right.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this. I think I've complained a million times in the past about people not being able to let go of films or TV shows that they just can't accept closure. They want more and more and more and more and more. And there's a horrible idea that sounds like it's in the works, and I'm 100% against it. And I will tell you all about it right after this on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in. 7/19, the day after Election Day, nationally known as Erection Day. Congratulations for making it through. No more political ads.
Yet.
Yet. And of course, that means it's almost time for all the Christmas ads. So I already seen a few. You'd like more. Hey, speaking of Election Day, Kimmel was kind of funny last night. He had Borat going door to door.
Nice to meet you. Is your husband home?
No.
Is there a man here I can talk to?
Not right now.
I see. Is there anybody in this house that can vote?
I've been voting all my life. Well, I mean, since I was old enough.
This is not against the law?
No, it is not.
You do not want this to be a country of immigrants.
No, we don't. We'd be just like them then. And that's not America. That's not the American way.
Yak so much. That is enough election tamponing for one day. Back to you now, Jimmy. You liberal elitist, Hollywood bubble globalist mouthpiece. Jimmy.
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
God, that character's so funny.
He also sent one of his guys out to pretend that Kid Rock had won a Senate seat.
Oh, my God.
The big news of the day, that Kid Rock won a Michigan Senate seat in the special election.
Oh, yes. I did hear a little bit about it today in the morning. I didn't go too much into detail, but I did see it on my phone.
How do you feel about Kid Rock's campaign slogan, smell my fingers, no new taxes?
Why would I want to smell your fingers? That makes sense for me.
So what do you think he meant when he said in the speech last night, no fatties?
I feel like that could go one of two ways. One way being like referring to a girl in like a kind of good way, like, oh, hey girl, you got a fatty, like, or the other way meaning like a larger audience, which is not that good of a way.
He has a plan in the state of Michigan to increase tax revenue by legalizing and taxing crystal meth. How do you feel about that?
Crystal meth?
That's brilliant. That's so brilliant.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. This next thing is not good.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Oh, sure, I got nothing going on.
What is it?
This will include major spoilers of a show that's been done for years, but still. All four of us have seen start to finish Breaking Bad, correct?
Yeah, yeah, I love
correct.
It.
Correct.
Right, Mark?
Yes.
Top five show Sauce. All time.
Yeah, I love that show. Mm-hmm. See, one of the only times I've gotten out of bed to watch an episode.
Sure. I'd like all of you quickly to think of the plot of the AMC classic Breaking Bad from start to finish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where Walter White starts off as a teacher, ends up a gigantic meth kingpin, and it doesn't end well for our friend Walter White, correct?
No.
I would say that's accurate, yeah. Good way to say it.
There is a movie in the works that is apparently somehow related to Breaking Bad. A lot of guesses on Twitter, a lot of guesses on the internet on how that would work. Let me ask the four of us who are Breaking Bad fans, when? Right, what part of the plot was missing anything that is movie worthy? That was a 60-hour movie.
Yeah.
And it was... awesome.
And it was awesome, but what the hell else do you need to know? I don't understand why we do this.
Money.
Leave it alone.
Right. Like, are you going to do like a prequel when he was just a science teacher?
Right. Otherwise, there's a prequel called Better Call Saul.
Yeah. Are you going to go out before that? Like right. when he was a high school kid?
Right. When he played Dungeons and Dragons as a kid? I mean,
yeah.
Young Sheldon sucks. Young Walter White would also probably be pretty boring.
Hockey loves Young
Sheldon. Of course
Sheldon.
He does.
What's Young Sheldon?
Exactly.
And
I don't need to see a Jesse Pinkman movie right after.
No.
I don't need to see that.
No.
What are we doing? I legitimately would not go see that movie, and Breaking Bad's one of the greatest films of all time, TV shows. But if you look at Walter White's character, that's one of the great examples of a show that would not have worked well, I don't think, as a film.
Mm-mm.
Because you had to see his transition over hours and hours and hours. If they had sped that up, it would have probably been a little nonsensical.
Yeah.
But you got to watch him morph over 60 hours.
That show is perfection.
It's awesome.
And that's why I don't think I'm going to see the movie. I don't want anything to just kind of spoil any part of it for me.
I have no idea.
Ignore it exists.
What era of Breaking Bad they could do a film on that would intrigue me? Can anybody think of anything?
The aftermath?
What part of it, though?
Yeah, but without Bryan Cranston, I don't want to watch it.
Right, that's the major spoiler, but I mean, what's the point? Right?
But, yeah.
What a horrible idea.
Yeah. What a. But they're also rebooting Shrek. Leave Shrek alone.
I just don't know.
Just make another season.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'm not.
Make
not.
Another season of what?
I don't know, but if you're going to put the effort in to make a movie, make another season.
Of what?
Breaking Good.
No, see, what I'm arguing the exact same thing. What else do you need?
No, nothing. But if you're going to... It's just dumb. It's a dumb idea, and I make a living on dumb ideas.
You do?
Yep, like the time I said we should make out.
You did bring up the fact that they are thinking about, or apparently going to, reboot Shrek. So not necessarily do a fifth, they're going to start over, which is weird because they want the entire cast back. Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, Antonio Banderas, and so on and so forth. But to somehow start over and reboot it, because I think they realize there's a lot of money in gigantic kids' films. Have I mentioned Elastigirl?
A lot.
Yeah, and by the way, You're the one that likes cartoon porn, mister.
I've never seen it.
Hockey has.
It's contemplating it now.
Sounds like it. Oh, yeah!
Does it exist?
It has.
John Creasel, find out if Elastigirl is on your website.
So again, yeah, there's been talks of a fifth Shrek movie for years and years and years, but it never came to fruition. The last Shrek film came out in 2010.
Yeah, like you said, it's a kid's movie. It'll kill.
Yeah.
It would kill. Aren't we overdue for another Austin Powers 2?
I would love it.
Yeah, I would watch that.
See, I would definitely welcome back.
Yeah, that character, with his character, he can get away with a lot, or taking some time off, I should say.
Yeah, they got to make up for that third one. The third one was bad.
Yeah.
Third one sucks.
It's true.
First two were great. Anyway, there you go. Puss in Boots, Shrek, Breaking Bad. Anyway.
You know what show you should probably get into, Corey? Nikki and I have kind of been binging is House on Haunted Hill or the Haunting of the Hill House.
I'm not a big horror fan, but DeHawk's seen all of it and loves it.
I'm not either. I just don't like getting scared by watching something. I don't like to be entertained by getting scared.
And?
It's really good. It's not spooky scary. There's some dead people and ghosts and whatnot, but there's nothing like big.
How far into it are you?
9 episodes.
There's one of the scariest jump scares of all time.
Which one?
Yeah, he ain't getting there yet, dude.
Okay.
Well, if Hawk can handle it, I can handle it.
Yeah, I couldn't handle it. I cried a lot.
Dang it. I'll squeeze Nikki and make her cover my eyes.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Let's talk Cockburn.
Whoa.
Okay.
Just for a second.
Oh, can we wait a half hour when he gets here?
Leslie Cockburn is Olivia Wilde's mom. And you may remember, she made the news months ago. She also made the news yesterday because she was running for the U.S. House of Representatives in Virginia.
Oh, well.
But she lost to a guy named Denver Riggleman. He's a Republican. So Riggleman won. And the reason why Cockburn and Riggleman were in the news months ago is Olivia Wilde's mom, remember, had suggested that Denver Riggleman was into Bigfoot erotica.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
That guy won. The guy that likes Bigfoot porn?
Hell yeah.
Allegedly?
Yeah.
Is now in the U.S. House.
Hell yeah.
We got one. So, finally.
Right. Even though he's a Republican. Yes.
I don't care about that.
Finally, history has been made.
Is he a racist? No? Good. Bang whatever you want as long as it's legal. I don't care.
Even
or maybe if it exists.
But what do you mean mythical?
What are you talking about?
When we first heard this story, Hockey and I, and we both did, looked up Bigfoot porn. It exists.
This guy Denver Riggleman allegedly is into it.
But no, see, here's the thing. Here's what you guys are missing. He doesn't bang Bigfoot. He bangs people. I'm sorry. Let me back up. I don't want to get in trouble. He allegedly likes people dressed up as Bigfoot.
Right.
Not Bigfoots.
So, right. So he's not claiming Bigfoot exists. He likes the idea of a lady maybe wandering into the woods.
Right.
Maybe she's hunting squirrel like Mark Parrish.
Or.
And then this gal stumbles across another adult human dressed as Bigfoot that somehow overpowers her.
Correct.
Because that makes Bigfoot love to her. Is obviously hunting beaver.
Not the overpowering.
Like,
and it doesn't have
Bigfoot
to be
rape?
Female, male. Jesus. No, there's none of that.
I think it's Bigfoot.
Like that. No, that's a terrible idea.
I think it's Bigfoot consent.
Correct. No. Well, I'm just saying. No. Well, no, that's not what he said. That's not what he meant.
I think part of the Bigfoot erotica is that Bigfoot is significantly stronger than the women that he's consensually fornicating with.
I don't know.
I think this guy just likes make-believe.
Well, maybe he doesn't like anything at all.
Maybe he likes beef.
It's all made up. Or, think about that.
Or not even him, but maybe the people that are into that, because if it's on the internet, it exists.
God, you lefties drive me crazy.
If it's on the internet, it exists?
I know that that's what I said the words of, but I meant that means people are into it. People have watched it.
Well, somebody's into something.
Yeah, you're into cartoon porn.
Right, and I'm glad you're finally looking at him when you say that.
Yeah, I am.
I appreciate you.
Well, you're
that.
Into zombie porn.
I have not seen Elastigirl porn.
Remember when Hockey would do that elderly porn fetish?
It was months.
Nobody remembers that. It never happened.
Yes, you said that. And then you were into, like, weightlifting chicks, muscly chicks.
That I don't deny.
Well, you and Scene Bear have something in common.
We have a lot in common.
How great would it be to troll this guy, though, in Virginia by showing up to his rallies in a Bigfoot costume?
Oh.
Just, you know, like giant posters of the cover of Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah.
Just trolling him.
Well, the podium would immediately be knocked over.
Hey, will you go get Scott Taylor? He's, you know, 4 hours late, but he's here.
Oh, yeah.
Will you go get him?
Yeah.
Good.
Is he the Bigfoot erotica guy, or who are we talking about?
He will be by the time I get him talking about him.
He's into Bigfoot.
Vikings news is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
My three-year-old didn't get me a birthday present this year. Yeah. And I've known him for a couple years. So I'm not talking to him. Presents are interesting. I don't really need or want anything. I mean, my life is pretty chaotic. I have 5 kids, you know, and I have friends that love stuff. I have a friend who has a drawer of watches. I have another friend who has 5 cars. Whenever I'm with these people, I realize I'm just simple. All I need is a nice bed and a private jet. Yeah? Now, I have the bed. All I need is the jet.
And Jim Gaffigan is coming to the State Theater on March 7th. And I have a pair of tickets, Power Trip listener.
Thanks.
Not for you.
I'll take them.
For a listener. The 11th caller, as a matter of fact. 651-989-5326. 1-800-320-5326. Always a slam dunk. Always a home run. Jim Gaffigan, 11th caller right now. Give us a call.
That's cool.
That's right. It's pretty cool. You know what else is cool? November 10th, this coming Saturday, the Metropolitan Ballroom. Abby's Hope, celebration and concert. Thanks for giving. That's right, this coming Saturday night. I know, it's this Saturday, I just said it. And the man behind it all, one of the people behind it all, I know he would demur and say, no, that's not true. There's a lot of us behind it all. It's Scott Taylor, he's in studio right now. He just fell down at the in the parking lot at the coffee place.
Hi, you okay?
I am. My little pride is bruised. But,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it? Your little pride?
My little pride.
Scott Taylor, Mark Parrish. Mark Parrish, Scott Taylor.
Hi, Scott. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Scott Taylor, that's Meat Sauce, Paul Lambert. Paul Lambert, that's Scott Taylor.
He is much more handsome than he is on air. Scott Taylor and I go way back. Way back.
Yeah, we met a long time ago, and he's one of my favorite people of all time, even though on his phone he has massive texts because he's going blind.
That's the biggest text I've ever seen.
Yeah, it is. All right, so I'm old.
You're not old. You're 38.
The people in the building next door are reading my text through the window.
People in space can see.
So what happened Saturday night?
So this Saturday night, we're having a party. And I've given you guys all an invitation. I hope you guys will all come and have fun. It's the Abby's Hope Thanks for Giving party. So we do it around Thanksgiving to thank everybody. Try to raise a little money as well. But it's mostly just to thank our constituents and our friends and family for all the support. As Chris said, this is not the Scott Taylor show. This is a lot of people behind the scenes making this happen. I just get to come on air with you guys and talk about it. So 10 years we've been doing this, saving a lot of kids, teaching a lot of kids how to swim. About 35,000 kids locally have gotten swim lessons with our partnership with the YMCA. And, you know, there hasn't been a single entrapment, pool entrapment death since the federal law was passed and the state law here. So
that's great.
We're very proud of the work that we've done, that we're doing, and we're going to have fun Saturday night. Chris Hockey and Decades of Rock are going to tear the roof off the Metropolitan, and we're going to have an absolute blast this Saturday.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a labor of love. You know, Abby was in the, I've told the story, and I know I told it on air, but I'll tell it one more time. Abby was in the hospital days after being hurt, and she was watching the news, and she asked if she was going to be on the news, and if you knew my Abby, you'd kind of laugh. And but she said, you know, we need to tell people, we need to talk about this, we need to make sure, because we didn't have any idea what had happened to her and how it had happened to other kids. And so we knew that day, I think, well, we didn't know, but the die was cast. There was going to be an Abby Soap. There was going to be something that we're going to do. We thought she'd be part of it and not just her legacy. So we're very proud. Every time I speak about her, I get chills because she's with me, and we are proud to do it.
Well, you're doing great work, man. And again, it continues this Saturday. Tickets are available, by the way, at abbyshope.org. That's ABBEYS, abbyshope.org. And right now, for the next 24 hours, there's a special code you put in. You'll get buy one, get one free tickets for Abby's Hope. Just put in the code KFAN.
The
KFan listeners out there, if you want to come support Abby's Hope, you want to see Hawk do his thing.
Yeah.
Maybe we could talk Parrish into coming.
I don't know. I don't know.
So it's Chris Hockey and three decades of rock,
right? That's right. We played the rock
stuff.
That's awesome.
70s, 80s, 90s. The good ones.
The good ones.
That's right.
Yeah.
All hits.
We've been. Are you going to do Killing Me Softly by Roberta Flack?
Maybe.
Well, if it's the 90s, it would be things. Killing Me Softly by the Fugees.
Right. Hockey doesn't take requests.
Great point. Yeah. Great point. All of those are great points.
I have actually gotten him to play Killing Me Softly.
No way.
Yeah, I have.
It's true.
Wow.
Yeah. Was it true? Yeah. We were slow dancing.
Was there anyone
in
else in the room?
Yeah. And, nope. Just yeah,
and wasn't it Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo as well?
That's true.
Great
too.
Point.
That is a great point. So again, it's abbyshope.org. Buy one, get one. If you use the code KFAM when you buy tickets for the next 24 hours, please come on out. The Metropolitan, right across the road over there. It starts at 6:30 this Saturday. Three decades of rock playing two big old long sets. Come on out, please.
Yeah, what do you play in the '90s?
Nineties, we play
decade,
Nirvana.
Not the club.
We play Metallica. We play Stone Temple Pilots. We play Pearl Jam. We play Gin Blossoms, Tonic. You name it. All of it.
Ooh, you should play. We've got there's Journey and Queen and Little Prince in there too, I think.
Just Prince, not Little Prince.
He stays hidden.
We don't let him come out anymore. No. Not anymore. Yep.
But it's a great event, Scott.
Can be
I
fun.
Was there last year. You do a great job.
There's a silent auction, so you know.
There's
I'll
a
be
silent
spending
auction.
Money.
There's great food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there was until Meat Sauce got there last year. He worked that over pretty good.
That's a shot. Unwarranted.
Yeah, that's mean. Well, you know, he just knows you're blind.
I'm gonna
he knows
right
how
to
a buffet
chase.
Works.
I don't like it.
It's time for Vikings News.
It's time for Vikings News.
Presented by Repco, your truck accessories pro.
Of course, Scott's favorite team is the Browns, so he will not be participating
so is your
in
dad.
Vikings News. That's correct, yes. Yes.
That's not true.
Is Scott
that's
your true. Dad?
Maybe. The math doesn't work out, but the relationship does.
Wow.
With my mom.
With your mom?
You heard what I said.
Your mouth? The Vikings are on a bye week, so they don't play anybody on Sunday. Then they have two nationally televised games back-to-back after that against division foes.
Are
the
they
Bears,
both Sunday night games?
Both Sunday night games.
Wow.
The Bears and then the Packers, which is why I'm a little surprised they flexed Vikings-Bears into Sunday night, because then do they not have back-to-back Sunday night games? I mean, NBC must really like the Vikings.
They do.
It's a decent story, and obviously, more than likely, not 100%, but more than likely, you could argue whoever wins next Sunday is big-time driver's seat to win the division.
Yeah,
I think you're exactly right.
A week from Sunday.
I think you're 100% right, and by the time we play the Packers, their season will probably be over.
It's already over.
It's already over. Yeah. They're done.
You know, I wonder, Kirk Cousins, are you preparing for Chicago already?
I've always felt like it's important to have a routine and trust your routine, and so I don't... if I feel I need to, you know, spend a lot of time this week on Chicago, I think then it minimizes what my normal week of preparation is. So I like to trust my normal plan. That being said, you know, if we can get a head start a little bit here or there because we have the time, then that's fine. But as I talked about on Sunday, you know, we said rest is important, self-scout's important, and that's probably where our focus is just as much as Chicago.
Sounds like he wants to procrastinate.
Yeah.
He wants the week off. He wants the week off to do the dead arm dance and get free Skittles.
Yeah.
Right?
Skittles are good.
That's his plan.
It sounds like the, what are you going to do more? Well, I just stick to what I do.
Right.
But Mark Parrish, as a professional athlete at one point in your life, from what I hear, wouldn't you agree that it's probably a good thing to stick to your guns and do it the way you always do it, if it works?
Yeah, we all have a routine, no matter what sport, no matter what level. And, yeah, if you're comfortable with it, you don't want to, you know, whether it's superstition or not, you just want to find that comfort level. And I'm surprised they didn't just say, like, no, I'm going to go on vacation. Because the break's more mentally than it is physically, just to get away from it, get out of the grind.
And when they say vacation, you're not going to the Bahamas, but you may go up north. You may go
get away.
He could go to the Bahamas.
Why is he not allowed in the Bahamas? What do you do?
On, I guess, but yeah, just to get away
you've
from
got a
them.
Long way to go in a short period of time.
Well, they have these things called planes.
I
you know the one where you fly first class with your Advil.
Yeah, I get aeronautics. But
you get aeronautics. Explain them.
Yeah, you can get a shot for that, buddy.
Well,
just do your best job explaining aeronautics.
So the Wright brothers in North Carolina invented an airplane, and when they first tried it, it had two wings on each side, so it looked kind of weird. Then they decided that you could use space and time and wind to get the plane to go faster. Then Amelia Earhart came along and she flew the plane, and it's all space time, and now it's simply a computer. I think you plug coordinates into and it gets you to and from.
I find that interesting, but not surprising that the aliens turned around and went back home.
What, the aliens weren't flying planes?
No, they were flying saucers, and they were monitoring Earth, and they heard this radio show.
Yeah, it's like, this is, yeah, I don't blame them.
These guys aren't ready for
continuum. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
Listening to you is sober, drunk history.
Being around you is like being around Satan.
What else is it exactly like?
It's like being around that substitute teacher that we all hated.
What else is it exactly like?
It's like working every day with a mean man.
And that was Meat Sauce with What Else Is It Exactly Like?
It's not even a simile. That's just what it is.
And not just that. Those of us in the Meat Sauce fan club are highly disappointed when the last point doesn't involve food.
And right.
What does my smile
always
have to do with it?
Involve food.
Right. The third one almost always is a fast food reference.
Yeah. I don't know.
It would why be like going there, but
I should have said it's like working with the Hamburglar because I would assume he's a mean human.
Okay. See, I feel better now. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You guys ever heard of a place called Alben, Minnesota? Alben?
Yeah, Parrish shot a squirrel there once.
Yeah.
You have you?
Skinned really? It alive.
No, yeah, I've haven't either. Heard of it.
Yeah, that's where the guy who just won the tickets is from. That's a brand new one for it. Never heard of
you
it.
You say Alben or Alden?
Maybe it's Alden.
Alden?
It's Alden, yeah. Maybe Alden. I misheard him.
Alden sounds familiar.
I've never heard of either.
Hmm.
There like is an Alben, place, Minnesota.
With a B
it's
or a D?
Southwest?
Okay.
By in between Mankato and Marshall.
There you go. Well, we have a listener named Tyler there, and he just won Gaffigan tickets. And you know you're going to want to stick around because I got more stuff to give away a little bit later on.
Hell yeah, Beavis.
Mm.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's okay. I've got tickets for college basketball. So if there's anybody out there who cares about that, this is a pretty good one, actually, if you think about it.
Go for it.
U.S. Bank Stadium, November 30th, man. December 1st. It's the 2018 Basketball Classic. Friday, November 30th.
Great name.
Yeah, thank you.
The Basketball Classic.
That's right. Chad Abbott named that.
Oh, he did?
He did. Gophers versus Oklahoma State. You know what their nickname is for their team?
No.
I think I do.
What
tell
is
me,
it?
Tell me if I'm wrong.
Cowboy.
I think you're right. I think it is the Oklahoma State.
Cowboy.
That's a terrible name.
Why? That's a great name.
You should Cowboy.
You know what my favorite character in Red Dead Redemption is?
No.
Cowboy.
You know what your favorite position is? It's reverse.
Cowboy.
Thank you. I have a feeling...
He actually prefers a cowgirl. You can speak for yourself.
It worked. The person's not saying cowgirl.
You know
so.
What? No, it did work, but I thought about it for a second. I was like, am I willing to admit that? And I just went for it. Figure what the hell. The NFL trade deadline passed last week without a peep from your Minnesota Vikings. Didn't sound like the Vikings were close to striking a deal with anybody, according to Andrew Kramer in today's Star Tribune. Spielman talked to the press yesterday, including our AJ Mansour, who texted me last night, and I was going to text him back, but I forgot.
What did he text you about?
He wanted to know if we wanted him to come on, because he was in the closed-door meeting with Spielman yesterday. He was going to break it down for us.
Does he have dirt, or is it just to kill time?
I don't know if it's dirt. He just was in there, and we were not. So he was going to tell us about it. Here's what Spielman said, by the way. Check this out. He said, I've made some mistakes when you make trades during the year. How quickly, especially depending on the position, is it going to make a difference? But I think how we've structured our roster, how we built it, the way we've done our contracts, that we're always going to kind of do this from within. I like it. He learned from his mistakes.
And he may have hit a home run with that second pick, Brian O'Neill. That guy's a stud.
Yeah, man.
I know last game was maybe his best game as a pro, but when he made that pick, we were all going, what? Took a project as a right tackle in the second round? Good pick.
Well, I'll say this. Elflein last year, O'Neill this year.
Right.
Building through the draft, we'll take it, man. That's pretty good. We'll take it.
Signing, I mean, Riley
Reiff. You know who's a huge fan of our offensive line?
Your mom?
Greg Swedberg.
Who?
Yeah, it says nothing but nice things about the offensive line.
He seems to like them a lot.
Most optimistic guy I've heard about this offensive line.
Who's that?
Greg?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I see him on Twitter, though.
Yeah.
Always positive about the O-line.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Once again, for people who are tweeting and texting and wondering, That website is abbyshope.org, and you can buy one, get one for free for the next 24 hours using the code KFN.
And also the people on Twitter that were texting and wondering, Sauce said it was reverse cowboy.
Cowboy.
Hey, you got to work with what you got sometimes in sound effects.
Cowboy.
When I got up this morning...
So what do you do? Grab a Sharpie and like draw a beard on him, or how does that work?
Wait, who do you draw a beard on?
Cowboy. Tiny little cowboy hat.
Yeah. That cowboy hat would cover the whole thing up, but for me, a mini cowboy hat.
Wow.
What? I thought... When I got up this morning and I could barely keep my eyes open when taking Muppet out, I should have probably just laid on the floor.
Scripts.
Street would be good for you.
That's where I'm headed.
We have breaking political news for Mark Rosen when he joins in a second.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's politics that everybody will care about. Doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. It's something that will be near and dear to all of our hearts. Especially Mark Rosen's.
You know what? Here's what I'm going to do then, because I don't want to miss that. Right now, I'm going to give away these college basketball tickets. Think about this. You, college basketball, U.S. Bank Stadium, November 30th and December 1st.
Watch the Gophers take on the Cowgirls.
That's right. And Cowboys.
I don't know.
And St. Thomas versus UW-River Falls. All of that can be yours if you're the 11th caller at 651-999-5326 or 100-320-5326.
The basketball classic. Breaking political news with Mark Rosen right after this on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Okay. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in. Regardless of whether you agree with us or disagree with us all the time, we love you. That's the truth, man. That's the truth.
Is Scott Taylor still passed out?
I don't know where he's at.
Yeah, he's drinking with Mark.
He just left.
Oh, hi, Mark.
He hates me. He hates my guts. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi,
Rosie, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Other than getting caught in atypical rush hour traffic. Some of it might be because it is slippery out.
It's slick out there.
It's very slickery.
Part of snow last night.
Part of it is the people who I think redesigned. I live close to downtown, so 394. And the 394 to 100... lanes are a complete mess. And I don't mean that from the weather. I meant the decision making and the layout is much worse than it was before they redid it. So you got people trying to go from 394 to go 100 south. And they got people coming off the off ramp trying to go. It's just like a collision of nonsense. And people are doing the cut and chase or chase and cut, whatever you want to call it, the merge. And then become angry, then you don't want to let people jump ahead of you, right? So I'm sure Parrish never lets that happen.
Never.
Anyway, it was dicey even just getting here this morning. I try to stay calm listening to you guys.
Yeah, but, sure.
What have you thought so far?
So I thought you made no sense.
So typical.
Typical Wednesday.
You dumb son of a bitch!
Pretty much. Sums it up.
Yeah, that's okay.
So, Rosie, yesterday was very, divisive, right? This country's...
angry.
Very angry, and it was election day, so a lot of people got very, very mad. I'd like to talk politics with you to start your 8 o'clock hour.
No.
Hard pass.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm serious. We have breaking news. We're
okay, what do you
politics.
Got? What's
Ladies
going on?
And gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
What happened?
Your guy won. He did it.
He did. Which guy?
Your guy.
My guy?
He won.
Okay. Dennis Hoff.
Yes. And he's deader than hell. Former owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, the whorehouse in Nevada, died on October 16th, 4 months after winning the Republican primary for his district. And on Tuesday, unofficial results say that he won anyway. With 63% of the vote. So something called Lysia Romanoff
couldn't be
lost to a dead guy.
Well, see you later, Lysia Romanoff.
So from the cat house to the House of Representatives for Dennis Hoff. That's
yes.
Kind of way it is.
So. Deader than hell.
Deader.
Anyone. So that district, apparently, according to this story, is extremely conservative in general.
Mm-hmm.
And under state law, candidates who are elected and are then dead,
right,
are replaced by another member of their party. So really,
they were voting just
most people probably understood
that he was gone.
He's dead.
Right.
Clearly, there were people that are like, I'm voting for Hoff.
Right, right.
I like his case.
I like him.
Because they're idiots and they probably didn't know that he had died.
Right.
But
right,
a lot of other people knew that, yes, he had died, and that they just wanted a Republican anyway. So he won with something like 63% of the
That's
vote.
That's phenomenal.
And he's deader than hell.
Well, they used, back in the day, they used to say people used to vote for dead people in Chicago all the time. And yeah, it was part of the machine that was Chicago politics back in the day. I'm sure my attorney's aware of this.
What, Dennis Hoff? Or
Dennis Hoff. I know he's an attorney who's familiar with Dennis Hoff.
Well, way back in the day, there was
picture taken.
Remember, there was the big scandal with Governor Al Donnelly in Washington because his opponent had used a bunch of dead people to vote and temporarily looked like she was going to win. But then, the campaign basically uncovered that there was a bunch of dead people voting, and Al Donnelly eventually was named governor. Mark, you remember that?
Of course, vividly, vividly.
That was probably mid-90s that happened, right? Give or take.
Yeah, he had a brother, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Helped them uncover the truth.
A little bit, yeah. Went to a couple of political rallies.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't know that those were the rules about Hoff. So because he passed, someone else from his party ends up taking his spot in the...
And I guess the main person that people are speculating that will take over for Dennis Hoff is John Ritter.
That's funny stuff.
It's too soon.
That's not too soon. It's not too soon.
That can't, like, the other candidate, that's got to kind of be a little crushing of the self-esteem, isn't it?
Just a little bit.
You have a little trouble sleeping for a couple nights. The other person's dead.
This guy here is dead.
Dead.
Cross him off.
He got thumped by him.
I just would like that person to stand next to the voting booth, and when somebody walks in, the gal can just say, it's me or a dead guy. And then just to have that person go, I'd rather vote for the dead guy.
Right, right.
I think a dead person would be better and more effective than you.
I think a lot of people would probably subscribe to that theory if they were talking about a certain candidate or not.
Oh, sure.
I think they actually would.
There's a lot of dead people I'd rather vote for.
Yeah, yeah. That happens. Well, it wasn't too too crazy a night locally. I mean, I thought there'd be closer races than a couple of them last night, but it turned out most of them were called by 10:30. I got a kick out of, I didn't have to stick around the newsroom last night, but it's always their big night. You know, they get pizza on election night.
What kind?
Well, I don't know. I didn't stick around, but it's probably pretty much the typical pepperoni sausage. Pretty boring. But it's their big night where they get to read numbers off a screen. You know, we do that every night.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this. It's cool. Yeah.
That's the Super Bowl for the newsrooms.
Yeah. It is. And did you go to a show last night?
I went and saw Book of Mormon.
And?
I liked it, didn't love it.
Thank you for your honesty.
All right. All right, no, that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah, I am.
I thought it was hysterical.
It's funny. I laughed out loud at parts I probably shouldn't have laughed at. But
no, you're supposed to laugh at pretty much all of it. Okay, that's cool. That's fair.
He also claims he voted.
I did.
Good.
I believe you.
I went to the Whitney District Center in downtown Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
There were judges on the back, other people on the front.
Right.
You remember? Because I voted.
A lot of the judges running unopposed.
Yeah, I voted for a couple of them and then got bored and put my thing in the lecture machine.
Why'd you do that?
That's illegal.
That's not on the ballot.
Did you get arrested for that? Because I did that once, too.
That's on next year's ballot. You can vote for that.
Oh, what'd I say?
Never mind.
I'm just telling you.
Rosie, did you put your thing in the box yesterday, too?
What's in the box?
I'd love to know.
Got it.
You love stuffing ballot boxes.
I don't know anybody named ballot
box,
but
I'm
trying.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
A lot of politics this morning. We talked about Dennis Hoff dying and winning, and we talked about Denver Riggleman. Denver Riggleman, who liked Bigfoot porn, and he won.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't have a problem with that.
Olivia Wilde's mom, Leslie Cockburn,
Okay.
Lost right. in Virginia.
Right.
She was running for a House seat.
I heard that story.
And Denver Riggleman, the Republican who won.
Right.
Allegedly, according to Olivia Wilde's mom, is into Bigfoot erotica.
Many questions.
Don't act like you don't know what it is. Just accept it and move on.
Okay.
I looked it up. That's nothing for me.
No.
You know,
Bigfoot.
And you know, I gave it 15 minutes.
But
that's nothing for me.
You watch.
See, the cool thing about Bigfoot erotica, though, Mark, it's not hardcore. It's tastefully.
Well, erotica has different connotation. Yeah.
Right, it's more
sensual.
Right. It's very sensual.
I would agree.
Like
two
booty stickers.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Rosie.
What?
How long have you followed Nacho Sarah on Twitter?
I have no idea who that is.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Twitter.
I would love to admit.
Twitter begs to differ.
Well, I have no idea. Many times people tell me these things. They go,
maybe these will jar your memory.
She voted.
She voted twice.
Twice, apparently.
And you follow her, Rose.
Oh, I do. I do.
Well, she must, Rosie.
She must be interesting.
She changed her profile picture.
Yeah, sure she did.
Honestly, I have no idea who that is. But
you follow them.
She voted
twice.
Twice. That should be illegal.
Little B
received two stickers.
Little B yesterday on Twitter said that she voted, and Big O tweeted, "He's like five. He's four or five. That's cheating.
Yep.
That's illegal. That's voter fraud.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Vote for Al Donnelly.
Yeah."
Mm-hmm. Right.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
I voted for Al Donnelly and Denisoff.
Rosie, I moved.
Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com.
That's right. I vote for them.
I vote for them. Best place to get a watch if you're looking for a watch for a Christmas gift.
Are you crying?
I will be later today, probably.
The Sharks beat the Wild.
What's happening, sports fans?
Shut up, Paul. The Sharks beat the Wild 4-3.
That's hockey, I think.
That is hockey. Yeah. Mark Parrish saw some of it, and then he dozed off because he was bored out of his mind.
Yeah, I was bored. I was just tired.
Mm-hmm.
He passed.
All that election.
I like sleeping. Yeah. I think we've covered that.
Yes, you do.
I'd vote for you, Mark.
Thank you.
Even if you were dead, I would vote for you.
Thank you.
They won 4-3. The Sharks won 4-3 over the Wild, but the Wild did have goals from Dumba and Parisi and Spurgeon.
Well, they came back again, as has been their sort of style this year, Mr. Parrish. Yeah. They were down 3-1, scored a couple of goals to tie. I thought, well, they might get a point or two out of this thing. And old man in the woods, Brett Burns hit a. I don't think they gave him credit for the goal, but
no, I don't think
so. Took a shot from the point and it went off like eight bodies and went in. So
yeah, and that's
that was kind of it.
But yeah, it was.
They played well. I mean, at the end, they played okay.
Yeah, it's
one of those games.
Moral victory, I guess. Yeah, it's not something that I don't think Coach Boudreau was too upset over. Yeah. It really did look the way they came back and tied it up. It looked like they took that game over, and man, they just kind of let their foot off the gas and can't do that against San Jose.
No.
Just too many weapons.
Yep. But kind of like what you're seeing so far from this team.
Especially the play going without Stahl last night. I mean, that was a good sign. Seeing
he got sick.
The guys
what
played.
Happened
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Dennis Hoff is alive?
No, but more Dennis Hoff news. I read more about him. Right. I scrolled a couple of paragraphs down. These two quotes are awesome. They asked a couple of people leaving the polls in Nevada why they had voted for Dennis Hoff, who's dead.
Mm-hmm.
One guy said, quote, "A dead Republican beats a female Democrat any day."
Oh, that's a shock that somebody would say that.
That's quote number one.
Right. Interviewed Chad Abbott.
But this quote's even better. I love this. One guy voted for Dennis Hoff because, quote, "I wouldn't have voted for him if he was alive because he was not a man of character. However, I did vote for his seat to be filled by a Republican now that he is dead." I love that. He's just going, no chance that guy gets my vote if he's alive. But now that he's dead, have at it.
I thought some people would have voted for him just out of pure for a tribute for the man who
gave so much
and put them on the map in that area. No one would know what area. What is that in
here? Oh, Rose.
Okay,
it's a long Uber ride from Vegas.
You didn't follow that woman. You don't know where the Bunny Ranch is. You're lying.
Tough loss.
Yeah,
the tough loss.
That's what Rosie said when me and my dad drove up there and found out Dennis had died.
Tough loss.
We'll go in anyway, though.
We'll take our chances. Their lineup looks pretty strong anyway.
Horse genitals.
They said for the 15th time, Rosie, we don't offer that.
Why am I laughing at this?
I don't know.
What's the matter with
you? On the way here.
I should have. I had enough time.
Yeah.
Rosie, you live 6 minutes from here.
Took him forever to get here.
I can see your place from here.
Whoa.
Okay.
Place.
Yeah. All right.
Oh.
Do you ever get the feeling that the people you work with just someday hope you quit?
Yep!
even the sound bar is tired of me.
Yep!
Yeah, baby. It's over.
Yeah, Abbott's not going to like that line about him voting for a dead guy.
This guy ain't got no common sense.
That is correct.
Well, because he's dead.
It's pretty funny.
We should go to break, probably.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if I could win an election against a dead person.
Where?
I don't know.
Earth?
Somewhere.
I don't think people would ever vote for you.
I know.
All the stuff in your closet, including...
No one can see what you're pointing at.
I'm going to guess I know what he's pointing at, though.
Sorry I ruined your day.
Show's been weird this morning.
Has it?
Yeah, it has been. That's okay.
I would say this is not a resume builder, Mark Rosen, just in general. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to do my part.
Hey.
Yeah, thank you, Rosen.
You can't win them all. Sometimes you lose to a dead guy.
Well, I texted the one and only Jason Zucker, who is our guest.
Oh, that's right.
On Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't heard back from him.
He's from Nevada. I wonder if he did like absentee balloting and voted for Dennis Hoff.
Of course he voted for Hoff.
He's also out west.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I don't know that he's up yet, but that's why I haven't promoted his appearance. But
no.
But normally he would be calling us in the next segment, thanks to our friends at Nick'em Docs.
Yeah, thanks, Nick'em Docs. Let's see if he calls. If not, we'll move on with our lives. Unlike
6:14 in the morning,
Dennis Hoff, who's dead.
Yeah,
he will not be moving on with his life.
Still a winner.
What he loved,
pimping chicks, right?
Yep.
Hey man, you got to be passionate about something. The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this, potentially on the Fan.
If you're worried about results last night and this, that, and the other, and who got to us and who didn't, and whether it was all on the up and up, Facebook said it blocked 115 accounts for suspected coordinated, inauthentic behavior linked to foreign groups attempting to interfere in Tuesday's midterm elections.
Wow.
The social media company shut down 30 Facebook accounts and 85 Instagram accounts and is investigating them, I should say, in more detail. Facebook acted after being tipped off Sunday by U.S. law enforcement officials. Authorities notified the company about recently discovered online activity they believe may be linked to foreign entities. Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy, Nathan Gleicher, wrote about that in a post yesterday.
I thought it'd be more than that.
Yeah, me too. And it's just like we always talk about with terrorist attacks and such like that. We have no idea how many of them they prevent.
Right.
You know?
Correct.
Well said.
I can only imagine how many were rooted out yesterday.
Sounds like Canada did everything they could to rig Dennis Hoff's election.
Is that right?
Canada?
Blame Canada.
They're a fan?
Big fans of whorehouses, yes.
Is Who that else is? Right? Yeah.
I don't know. People.
Okay.
Hey, Rosie.
Yes,
75% of women on the Titanic survived.
Is that right?
50% of the kids survived. 20% of the men survived. Can I ask you a question? When are men going to catch a break?
I don't know. It goes way back to the Titanic. Think about that.
I'm so tired of this
garbage. That one guy jumped on the boat, you know, the guy who Rose was engaged to.
Yeah,
Billy Zane.
Billy Zane. Yeah, he survived, but then he died because he lost all his money in the Depression.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a true story.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was kind of a bully. He tried to buy his way onto the lifeboat. Yeah.
Billy Zane's a great-looking dude.
He is a good-looking dude. Yeah.
Better-looking guy with no hair. I like him without any hair.
Yeah.
Good looking man.
Wonder what happened to him. He was in Zoolander as himself.
It's very odd that you ask that, because just the other day I saw a headline that said Hollywood won't work with these actors and actresses
anymore.
And
Billy Zane was one?
And he was the picture they used.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but was it one of those clickbait things?
Yeah, it's sponsored ads. Chris can't tell the difference. Why do you think he always ends up on MSN.com?
I like MSN.
What website was it?
I don't remember, but yeah, like I said, I was just looking through. I don't know. I'm always working for this show. You take a note and figure out how to do that.
You have to be mean to me.
Well, you were just mean to me!
No, I just said you
probably... You just said, what website when you...
Hey, but hold on a second. Remember yesterday when you said to me...
What website when you...
Don't sound like that. Remember yesterday...
It's like a spelling bee nerd.
When you said... When you say Corey and you... When you guys are mean to me and you lump me in with Corey, Corey was also making fun of you.
To quote the great John Rambo, you drew first blood.
Great film.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry I made fun of you.
That's okay, baby. I love you. We made up just now. Hi, Mark Parrish.
Hi, Hawk. How you doing, brother?
You okay, buddy?
I am. Thank you.
Cool. Need a smooch?
Yes, please.
Okay, good. I'll be right back. Hi, Mark Rosen.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Good, thank you.
Good, good, good. Glad to hear
you. Hi, Meat Sauce Paul Lambert.
Hi.
I wasn't saying hello. I was just describing your general demeanor.
I'm not high. I haven't been high in a long time.
His general demeanor? We get it. We get it. You don't have to bring up the fact that you smoke weed all the time. It gets old. It's an old bit.
It's old bit, man.
You brought it.
I actually think I would prefer you if you would just take the edge off a little bit.
If they would allow me one time, I would come in here high.
That'd be great.
Oh, my. Please make it a Wednesday or Friday.
Please. I would have to be a Wednesday or Friday.
Mr. Abbott, please.
Why would it have to be a Wednesday or Friday? Just out of curiosity.
Because here.
Yeah, we got to see it.
Preferably Wednesdays.
I see what you're saying. It's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you, babe.
You're welcome, babe.
No word from Jason Zucker. He's probably sleeping.
Yeah.
No,
he's on the West Coast.
No way. Yeah. Long road trip.
Yeah.
But when he does call in, he's brought to you by Nick'em Docs.
He is.
Thanks, Nick'em Docs.
Yep.
Rosie's glad he's not calling in.
Yeah, I'm tired of him.
Wow.
What have you done for us lately, Jason? Come on.
Yeah. Got off to a hot start.
He did.
First week or so of his season was great.
Yeah.
Carly's probably ripping him right now on Twitter.
She ripped him yesterday on our podcast. Basically,
did she?
He's not costing you guys a lot of money this year.
Yeah,
donating $16 a goal is so far pretty affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So far, so good.
Yeah. Not so bad.
We don't mind if he gets in double figures here pretty soon, though.
Seasons ebb and flow. Long season.
Exactly. It's even flow as well. Great point.
You know, I'll give you a good point.
That is a great point.
I like that song, and it's a good song.
That's it.
What's what?
No, I'm just listening.
I'm sorry.
Hoping you were going to turn that up a little bit.
I'm sorry, here comes.
There we go.
It took me a minute. I'm doing a bunch of things over here, giving away things. Yesterday, the nation passed an amendment to restore voting rights to former felons in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado elected its first openly gay governor. Guam elected their first female governor. Here's how dumb I am. I didn't realize that Guam had their election the same day as us. Are they like Puerto Rico? And that they're kind of like with us and they're kind of not? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't hear a lot about Guam when you're
Guam.
Breaking down.
I just don't know
much
about
potential winners and losers in the election.
Right.
Not a high-profile conversation.
Smitty-Oom's brother has been to Guam.
Good Lord.
That's a true story.
God, I wish I was Dennis Hoff right now.
Michigan and Minnesota elected the first Muslim women to Congress. Kansas and New Mexico got the first Native American women in Congress. And New York elected the youngest woman ever in Congress. So there you go.
Nevada also groundbreaking yesterday.
In what way, Corey?
They elected a dead whorehouse owner.
No, congratulations, Rosie.
Hey, we're all about progress, and that was history yesterday. Name another dead whorehouse owner ever that has won public office.
Well, I can name one.
What's wrong with history and progress?
It's a momentous...
Let's be fair, that's a demo that often gets overlooked.
I believe...
Old, white, dead whorehouse
owner. It's why we stand for the flag.
Yes. I'm going to check on this. Thomas Jefferson. I'm going to check on this, but I think I read that in history class.
In Nevada.
Was he dead?
Nevada. My fault.
First one in Nevada.
Good point. Good point.
Colbert made a little reference to, he did his live show last night. He made a little reference to Minnesota politics about Amy and Tina.
I loved it, yeah.
You heard it?
Yeah, I did not hear it.
I was up late.
What?
What was
I
it?
Can't believe.
I
he said Tina Smith won, right, which gives us two female senators, right, Amy and Tina. And he said basically they were the most dynamic or most, star-powered Amy and Tina duo of all time.
Correct. Very good line.
Yeah, that's funny.
You were up that late?
I got sucked into the vortex last night.
You did.
I watched CNN. I watched Colbert live.
Yeah.
I watched the end of you guys' broadcast with Pat Kessler.
And because it was live last night, the two people from
Showtime's The Circus.
Yeah. He dropped the live F-bomb on Colbert last night.
He did?
And I was kind of half paying attention at that moment.
Hasan Minhaj almost did, too. He held back and caught himself.
And I could tell the censor, it's like you're hitting the dump button. It's about 6 seconds too late.
Whoops.
And it was, because you know sometimes you forget if you're watching a cable channel or if you're, or what, and all of a sudden, wait a minute, I think I'm watching CBS. And that dude just dropped the F-bomb.
But as you know, on this show, too, this show is live, but there's a 6 or 7 second delay, unless you're listening on the stream. So it shouldn't get through on CBS,
that's what
even
I'm
if
saying.
It's live. That's just somebody not paying attention.
And that's my point, because someone hit the button but got rid of another word. I think he was like having the sandwich. So,
whoa!
That's that thing, I should have hit the rewind button. Because it jolted me out of my chair.
And of course, that guy or gal's boss, Chad Abbott, walked over to that meat sauce and said, you had one job
to do.
Just hit the button if they swear. Well, I was eating. I'm trying.
I don't think there'll be any ramifications, but you go back to Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake Super Bowl halftime show and what that cost CBS and everyone else is of Nipplegate.
Yeah.
And
button bar.
Well, Beto swore last night,
too, right? Just accepted, guy just dropped the F-bomb on live on television.
Yeah, Beto dropped the F-bomb in his concession speech.
He did, yep.
I saw that, too. Yeah.
Who cares?
It was great. Well, that
guy's passionate. Who gives a rat?
It's a
swear word. We're adults.
Exactly. It's late at night.
Yeah. Did you guys hear my concession speech?
No.
I said, this damn line's too long. I need my popcorn and Diet Coke.
God, you spend a lot of money at movies.
He doesn't give you any credit for being clever. He just thinks he thought you were actually talking about concessions.
He did.
No, I think it's great, but not every, think how many masterpieces like Michelangelo painted. Not everyone was like, God, great job.
You just called it a masterpiece.
He's right.
If it was a masterpiece, it was a great job.
Hey, Roro?
Yes, sir.
What I think you were arguing is once in a while Michelangelo just had a disaster, which I highly doubt.
Yeah. CBS continues to dominate TV ratings.
Of course, we have shows like Bull and NCIS.
Yep, Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Bull,
60 Minutes.
Bloods, 60 Minutes, which is probably my favorite show on TV after...
My grandparents love all of these shows you're naming.
I know, you're so right.
You should watch 60 Minutes.
Bloods, I watch.
I watch what?
Blue Bloods.
Oh, it's a good show.
Okay, yes. Yes,
okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
That's great.
But last week's number one television show was Sunday Night Football when the Patriots beat the Packers 31-17. Now, 23.7 million people
amazing
tuned in for Sunday Night Football. That seems like a giant number. Is that a giant number?
That's a big number.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I didn't see the national ratings. I could see the local ratings all the time. I mean, even last night, I don't know how many people were watching. Again, it gets distributed pretty much of your network of choice.
Every network.
Yeah, exactly. Every network had it on, so it's a little skewed. But you look at the numbers locally, and they don't even come close to adding up to a Viking Sunday game, for instance. Mm. And I know you get two Sunday night games coming up. There's, again, I've said this over and over again, this is why the NFL's got this cash cow, and they can have all this arrogance. I know you mentioned one time, I think, a World Series game beat the NFL, which
I think it was Game 5.
Game 5.
It was just Game 5.
That was
Game 5,
But the NFL just dominates. Any good game in this market is far and away the number one ranked show in town here. I mean, and I say it's not close. It's not close. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't even have to be the Vikings. If it's a Saints versus Packers game or the Packers game against New England, you can add all your Dancing with the Stars and NCIS's and all those other shows, and you can add them all together, and then it'll come close to adding up to a Vikings rating game.
Well, I have two questions for you, Rosie, specifically about television ratings. The reason I brought it up is, number one, is the lull that the NFL was experiencing last year that was much talked about.
Sure.
Is that over now? I mean,
yes.
Is the NFL back television ratings-wise?
Yeah, and I don't know if it was a prolonged lull. I mean, the national anthem bit, I think, affected some fans.
It seems it did, right?
Yeah, I think it was legitimate, but yeah. I think either those people didn't really care that much about the product because it's obviously a non-issue. I mean, Trump made it an issue again, but it really is a non-issue. It has been all year. No one has talked about it at all. I mean, I don't think we've even seen any, if a player or two is kneeling or deciding to stay in the locker room. No one's talking about it.
Right.
So, I think that's part of it. But the game itself, because of fantasy football, because of betting, absolutely. And just your interest level, whatever side games you have going on, or just the fact you'd like, because football is the perfect television sport. It continues to thrive. There are some bad games. There are some games that people like don't watch. I mean, when you got Buffalo playing the Jets and it happens to be on a local network and that's the game you're stuck with, no, you're gonna get hash marks for those games.
But
it does a lot better in college football. College football, I'm surprised, does not do well in this market at all. I mean,
really?
No. Even the Alabama game against LSU on Saturday, it did okay, but people aren't really into it right now.
I really believe that if you're giving your Sunday to the Vikings, you can give your Saturday to college football. And that's why that most of the big markets that have NFL teams don't do well with college football.
I think that's a point. Also, the games in college football last 4 hours.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And I think that's some of it.
And there's so many of them.
Yeah, there are. There used to be a special thing to watch a college football game. Now they're literally on every night.
They're literally on 11 a.m.
Correct.
Midnight.
You were in Vegas. You know, I mean,
yeah, they're on all day.
And every day. Every game.
They play Tuesday. Some games Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
The college basketball is getting that way. I mean, last night, again, the election returns. Obviously, we know there's this pick election last night. I mean, Kentucky's playing Duke last night, and that's alternative programming. And that was, if people wanted to watch Duke win another national title, watch that basketball team.
God, they're
good. We got to go to break, but okay. Mark Parrish?
Yes, sir.
When we come back, can you explain to me the NHL players and the Uber ripping on their coach?
Oh, my God. That's a great story, Mark.
Have you seen this?
Yes.
Okay, I just read about that. I haven't seen it at all.
You better come up with a good story, too, that you have on your own.
Ooh. Oh, I've never been busted ripping.
What a story, Mark.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show right after this on The Fan. And speak to you like the coast to the birth. Drop another line like the total with the curse. Coming like a...
was on fire and no one could save me but you. It's strange what desire will make foolish people do. I'd never dream that
the Fan and Green Mill are going to be hooking up listeners with all the delicious grub they need for their next at-home tailgate party. Head to KFAN.com and make the keyword "This is written bad."
Start over and speak differently.
I'm going to read it exactly how it's written.
Okay, but pre-read it.
You'll know that it's wrong.
Stories.
The Fan and Green Mill are going to be hooking listeners up with all the deliciousness grub they need.
Give it to Mark.
For their next at-home tailgate party. Hold on.
Does this say deliciousness, really?
Yeah. Head to KFAN.com. And make the keyword contest.
Head to Brute?
That's not a word.
What isn't a word?
Head to KFAN.com and make the keyword? That's not a sentence.
And make the keyword.
Make the keyword what?
Contest.
Contest. It is a sentence.
Oh. For your shot to $150 Green Mill gift card for your
start next. Over and speak differently.
For
my
Scott
favorite
Taylor,
part of the show.
And for everybody wondering, this is Theory of a Dead Man singing Wicked Game.
Great.
Yeah. So, my buddy's knocked it out of the park on this one.
Yeah, it's great. Now, the original is an American treasure.
We should play the original.
This version is terrific.
Hockey, I'll give you $1 if you play the original.
I've mentioned on this show before that I once had a dream that I jumped up on a table at Applebee's and serenaded a gal.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was like 3 months ago. I had a dream where I was having mott sticks and then jumped up on the table and sang this song to some chick.
And then what?
None of your business. What happens after mott sticks is
it's your business.
For me to know and for you to find out.
I'm playing this for the man who had a wicked game on Sunday. officially the NFC Defensive Player of the Week in the NFL.
Mackenzie Alexander.
Yes, congratulations, Mackenzie.
Stephen Weatherly.
We must be reading a different release. Danielle Hunter is who I had. That's right. NFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Well, you're either going to give it to him or abolish the award.
Yeah, correct. That's right.
Of
God,
the month.
He's good, man.
I did not vote for Danielle Hunter, and I get a vote.
No.
What?
I voted for Dennis Hoff.
I voted for Dennis
so
Hoff.
So did I.
Shocking.
By the way, Twitter, Mark Rosen, Twitter has pointed out in the last 47 minutes that your Twitter profile reads Broadcasting Hoff.
You're right, it does. Hmm. Well, I'm not denying it.
In the funeral?
Correct. It does. HOF. Not there it is.
You are the Power Trips Broadcasting Hoff.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to say this and you guys are going to be mad at me.
Go right ahead.
This is better than the original.
I'm sorry. I think it is.
It is. Sorry.
That's blasphemy.
Why the original?
My dearest apologies. I can't.
Why? I'll give you an American dollar.
I'd do it for a Canadian dollar. I can't do it.
A loony?
Yeah, for a loony.
Theory of a Dead Man is from Canada, correct?
Correct.
That's right. That's
your Canadian dollar.
That's exactly why I said that.
I do know them.
They are friends. Is Chris Isaac from the U.S.?
No, Chris Isaac is from heaven. Can we play that song? Thanks, hon.
Yes, I'll play it.
I love you.
I love you too. But no, I do. I love you. I mean, use the ways.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah, I've seen the video, but I can't see it over the radio.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Mark Parrish.
Let's get some mozzarella sticks.
So a bunch of guys from the Ottawa Senators.
Yeah.
Are in an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
They're on a road trip in Phoenix. They're bad mouthing their coaches.
Yep.
Why?
Because that's what people do. You know, it happens in every locker room. It happens behind the coaches' closed doors. It happens in meetings with the GMs. The GMs, you know, rip on the players. The coaches probably rip on the GMs and the players. And it's just part of life. It is horrible that this Uber driver released it. Yeah. I mean, just without knowing, cause, you know, especially probably, you know, obviously they're out and about. I'm sure they had a couple of pops in them, so their tongues were even a little bit looser. There's actually a couple of funny lines in the clip too, and it wasn't that bad. They weren't like calling for anybody's heads. They're like, oh, this guy's got to be fired. They're just complaining about their bosses, just like you guys do. But you get to do it on air.
No, see, that's what I love about working here at iHeartMedia is that everybody's really upfront when they have a disagreement with somebody else. There's no back talking. There's no gossip. There's no rumors. Everybody just walks right up and says, "Hey, look, no offense, but I think you should change so and so." Right, and then the other person says, wow, thank you for the constructive criticism. Let's move on with our lives.
Hmm. I don't believe you.
100% the case.
Is that right?
Yep. We don't ever just randomly get in somebody's office and just rip for 2 hours on the company.
Never.
I would never do that.
We have our own office now.
Did the Uber driver, is he still employed?
You know, it's a good question. I looked because I wondered the same thing, but I don't see anything right now. I got to imagine if they would have to fire him. The one quote that I'm reading here that I like is from a guy named Matt Duchesne.
Yep.
He says, here's the other thing, too. We don't change anything ever. So why do we even have a meeting? I haven't paid attention in 3 weeks.
I love that.
I've said that so much about Abbott.
And that's a great
it really
line.
Does.
No, it's not true. Like, if he's in the meeting, you're listening. But that's a great line.
Very funny.
It's a great line.
So what do you think the coaches NHLers. What do you think the coaches do, if anything? Do you think they laugh about it?
I'm sure they had a team meeting about it. I know Duchesne came out and publicly apologized to the assistant coach, and they had a meeting and talked it over, and I guarantee you the coaches, whatever. Because they know they do the exact same thing to the players behind their doors.
Hilarious.
It really is. Can you imagine if all of us were recorded at one point or another?
I'd be fired.
Well, you pretty much say it
all.
We'd all
be fired.
We all would be.
There's always a joke kind of in the NHL. The players want to be coaches. The coaches want to be the GM. Mm-hmm. GMs want to be the owners, and the owners want to be the players.
That's true.
That is, great. I mean, yes,
well said.
You said that quickly, but I am telling you, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. I want to be Mark Rosen. What do you think of that?
There you go.
Why would you want to be Rosen?
Because he's a Hoff.
The broadcasting Hoff.
He's a Hoff, man.
Rosie, we read the story about how at Dennis Hoff's funeral, Ron Jeremy was signing boobs. Will you want that at your funeral?
I would object to it.
You want Ron Jeremy at your funeral?
You can't object to it if you're dead. We're asking you ahead of time.
Go ahead.
Would you frown upon that?
No.
Interesting.
Absolutely not.
Good. Mark that in the official record for Rosie's funeral.
I'll call my attorney and add that to my
Well, I'm just going to go out and say I'm sure that's in the right.
My will.
And again, he was the one who was asking.
Yes. He wants to sign Hooters.
By the way, Tennessee tells me Ottawa won big last night. But I don't know if that means that. I mean, when was that Uber ride? It was this past weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, okay. And that's a good thing. It could be a rallying point for the team. And instead of separating the team, actually bringing everybody back together and kind of move on. Because there's been a lot of stuff in Ottawa for them to get upset about.
Well, what do we have to do to get the Timberwolves in an Uber?
No kidding.
Well, I mean, one of them flies privately. The other guy pays for it. Tyus Jones and the guy who doesn't play?
Yeah. It has nothing to do with Uber, though, but yeah.
No.
He's right, though.
You can get an argument on an airplane. God, you guys hate me.
No, I don't hate you. I love you.
I just think sometimes you're half listening.
To what?
Yeah, and it's the bottom half.
Oh, if my crank could listen, it'd be great.
Hey, by the way,
we're going to need a bigger signal.
I did hear a bunch more information about that Delta passenger who sat in Feast yesterday.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true. All of it's true.
What?
You didn't hear that?
No.
Oh, I wish I had more time. That wasn't the o'clock hour.
The 15-second version of the story is there was a guy who got onto a plane. Right. His seat was filled with what he thought, and it ended up being human excrement from the group, you know, the flight before. And the staff basically said, take a seat, or you're going to miss the flight.
Yep.
So they made him sit in it.
No, they did.
They did. That's an absolute true story.
And this happened in this country?
Yes.
Delta.
Yeah. Yeah, and didn't they tell him, sorry, an elderly gentleman got sick?
Yeah, and the lady said either you can get off the plane or you can sit in your seat.
Come on.
I kid you not. And by the way, they gave him a bottle of vodka to clean himself off.
Gin.
Sorry,
what did they put on the seat?
Oh, yeah, I would have drank
the vodka.
Now Mark's
in a blanket? Yeah. I hope.
Now Parrish is purposely going to poop in his chair.
He ended up gathering a bunch of blankets from the people around him.
Oh, my. That's
sitting on the
grossest
blankets.
Thing.
It's the worst ever. And he sat in that on the whole flight. He did.
No, I thought it was originated from.
I'm assuming he's already contacted a lawyer.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, that's.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to make some money. Yeah.
Is that why Delta's the number two airlines?
Oh! That's the end of the show. Well done, Rosie. You win.
That's why you're a broadcasting drop. Hoff.
That's why you're in the Hoff.
That was very good, Rosie. Rosie, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
9 and noon is next. See ya.
To listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.